This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to what is quite possibly the nerdiest, geekiest, loneliest, most desperate exercise that any group of people could ever engage in. That's right. It is time once again for the third biennial Place to Be Nation Peter David Memorial Fantasy Comics Draft presented by a hypothetical non-rotational DC Comics Unlimited online subscription service. I, of course, I'm Nick Duke. With me, as always, is my cohort, my companion, my hetero life mate, Greg Phillips. Greg, how are you tonight?
Nick, I can honestly say to you right now, I have never been better.
You've never been better because we are about to embark on a journey that we've only embarked on twice before, and the last time we did it, I dare say it damn near killed us on air. But we're going to try it once again for the benefit of the listening public. But we can't do this alone. And because we can't do it alone, we had to enlist a who's who of Place to Be Nation, and dare I say, a who's who of the internet in general. Starting with the manager himself, Mr. Todd Weber. Todd, how are you tonight? Fascinating. Also included.
Todd, as well as always.
How are you, sir?
Not handling my gimmick.
Not handling your gimmick,
yes,
unlike Todd.
Unlike Todd, yes, I am here. I am fully loaded and ready to unload, as it were, all of my nerdiness and just embarrassing geekery all over
Sir,
this podcast.
I would suggest that using the term loaded in regards to this podcast will Testing. Probably trigger PTSD in Greg and myself, and that is not a good thing. Todd, there's Todd Weber. Hello.
Sorry. We're having all kinds of problems with the Weber computer here, but hey, it's great to be back here for my third appearance on the draft, although my second audio appearance.
Absolutely, and you mentioned this is your third appearance. Somebody else making his third appearance in the Place to Be Nation Fantasy Comics Draft, Mr. Tim Capel. Tim, I know you are particularly thrilled to be here once again.
Oh, yes, absolutely, guys. Fun fact, I actually did die in the last draft. It killed me. So I did not expect to be participating in the proceedings here tonight. But like many of the characters, I'm sure we will be discussing and drafting in our proceedings tonight. I am back from the dead, resurrected, and mostly because of Steve Willey's refusal to do this draft.
Your honesty, sir, is, as always, your best quality.
I feel that Tim just survived the snapping. That's what happened.
But while we have several Place to Be Nation Comics fantasy draft experts, veterans, if you will, we're also going to be joined tonight by a couple of rookies, beginning with the co-host of Talkin' Pop, the co-host of Geek and Sassy. I still haven't figured out if she's geek and or sassy, Miss Jennifer Smith. Jennifer, how are you tonight?
I'm fantastic. I'm awake and ready to put my best foot forward.
You sound wide awake, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Foot.
But Jennifer does not round out our panel tonight.
Ma.
We decided for this third installment of the Fantasy Comics Draft to reach out to a fan. You see, back in 2014, when we first traveled down this wild road of Fantasy Comics drafting, we got a very enthusiastic response from a fan who asked to be included at some point in the future and said it was on his, quote, bucket list. And tonight, we are making dreams come true because we have with us, all the way from the great state of New Jersey, Mr. Mitch Okun, a newcomer to Place to Be Nation. Mitch, how are you, sir?
I feel like my entire life is built up to this moment.
Oh, man, high praise for the Place to Be Nation Fantasy Comics Draft.
Yes, we here at the Hard Traveling Fanboys, we're all about putting smiles on people's faces, Nick.
That's right. That is right. We are much like the WWE in that regard. There are no politics here and no ulterior motives for our kind outreach.
But you may be asking yourself, if you've never listened to a fantasy comics draft before, what exactly is a fantasy comics draft? Well, you see, the answer is quite simple,
but also quite complex.
I've had to explain it many, many times in the past week.
As we all have. Okay, let's see if I can give this the old college try, and you guys feel free to pipe in and help me out. The idea behind the fantasy comics draft first started years ago when Greg Phillips and I said, hey, you know how much we love doing fantasy football drafts? What if there was something like that, but with comics? And with no idea of how that would actually work, we set about hammering out a framework for the fantasy comics draft. And what it is this. Over the next 46 rounds, our panel will be tasked with drafting an assortment of characters and creators. And then, after this, we'll be tasked with taking their roster of draft picks and assembling their own comics universe. They're going to create their own comic book pitches that we will then bring to you in a later podcast and have people vote upon to determine who is the overall winner. Now, there are some parameters here. You can't just draft Batman and have him be in, like, 5 books. So we have a limit of 2 characters. Each character can only appear in 2 titles. Each writer can only write 2 titles, and each artist can only draw 2 titles. And at the end of this, each participant will be asked to produce between 12 and 15 pitches as part of their comics universe. It sounds simple enough, but I'm sure we will get further down the rules as we go along. This year, however, we are throwing a little bit of a curveball into the proceedings as we are going to have some gimmick rounds, and we will cover those as we go through the draft rather than trying to address them all at the top. But be prepared, panelists, for something a little different. And you may notice that I'm referring to them as the panelists and not myself. And that's because, you know, after dominating the fantasy comics draft for the last 2 installments, there was really no purpose in having me continue to participate. And thus, I'm going to be serving as your master of ceremonies for the evening, your taskmaster, if you will. So, my son, Greg Phillips, what are your feelings on this turn of events?
You know, I'm not happy with it. I think that you should have to suffer along with the rest of us as we go through our draft. But overall, you know, you did win, technically, the last, the last draft from 2 years ago. I have to admit, Nick, that I haven't had the courage to go back and listen to it to actually determine what happened. But
now, sir, I would suggest that Todd Weber said I won it, and if you are questioning Todd Weber's
integrity,
then I would call your moral fiber into question.
I do want to say one thing to get this out of the way, just to let people know before they start complaining. We gave this disclaimer in the last draft as well, along 2 years ago. It is biennial, after all. We are going to be stretching the bounds of realism when it comes time to put our universes together. So, yes, while it may be unrealistic for certain writers to draw even 1 book a month, much less 2.
Right. We're artists.
Artists, writers, whoever, illustrators. We're going to be taking liberties with that in this draft, right, Nick?
Absolutely we are. But that's for another time. We will address that more as we get towards the pitches in later months.
We are also going to be stretching the boundaries of, taste as well. And I apologize in advance for my taste.
It would not be a Place to Be Nation podcast if we were not stretching the boundaries of taste, I feel. So with all that being said, if the participants are ready, how about we kick this thing off finally? After 2 years of waiting. And tonight we will be operating off a 30-second draft clock. Each participant will have 30 seconds to make their pick. We are going through a snake-style draft. So with all that being said, Todd Weber, you, sir, are on the clock.
Well, it's an honor to be the number one pick here. And with the first selection of the 2018 biennial yada yada, I select current Marvel Comics writer of Avengers and Thor, Jason Aaron, currently the hottest, or in my opinion, the best writer in comics and most consistent writer in comics.
An outstanding pick, sir. Jennifer Smith, you're up next, and you are on the clock.
All right, well, just for Tim Capel, I think I'm going to go with Jeff Johns.
Interesting. Interesting.
Who could see that coming?
I know, right?
He went number one overall last time to a guy that had a pretty fair draft, if I do say so myself. Oh, we won't talk about that.
Here we go.
Tim Capel, you, sir, are on the clock.
Okay, very good. I am going to shake things up a bit already and go with a character rather than creator. I am going to need, as my first pick, Daredevil.
Wow, I think that's
wow.
Tim's got a vision. I can see already.
Damn it.
Daredevil.
Vision, because he's blind.
Yep. Never would have seen Daredevil as the first character off the board. Greg Phillips, you, sir, are on the clock.
With the whatever pick I am in the 2018 comics draft, I'm gonna really, really, really shake things up a bit. You guys will never see this coming. I'm taking Tom King.
Wow.
Really didn't. Okay.
From Greg Phillips. He has been very critical of Tom King, so that is very surprising. Russell.
Got my eyes surprised.
I feel like you've got a golden opportunity here. I think there are some big-time things that have fallen into your lap. You're on the clock.
There is potential, and let's see if I'm going to, you know, make your prediction come true. I don't know what it is, but here's predictability for you. I'm taking Scott Snyder.
Oh, Scott Snyder. Creator-heavy first round here in the Place to Be Nation Comics Fantasy Draft. And now the newcomer, Mitch Okun. You, sir, are on the clock. Remember, this is snake-style draft. So Mitch is actually going to have back-to-back picks here to end the first round and kick off the second.
And yes, amazingly enough, as the last choice, both my first selection and my backup selection have already been taken. So we're going to have to go with the other default big creator here and take Mr. Bendis.
Brian Michael Bendis. And after my own heart is Mitch Okun taking Brian Michael Bendis in the first round. All right, sir, you are once again on the clock.
And I'm then going to drift back into Tim territory and be the next person to take a character before she gets snapped up, but I need to take Wonder Woman.
Wow.
I hate you already, Mitch.
Uh-oh. This is surprising. Wonder Woman and Daredevil go off the board before a couple of other characters I would have thought would have gone first. Russell, it's back to you.
I can't believe I get to do this. I am taking a character. I am taking Batman.
Wow.
Dang it.
All the way to the second round. This is highly surprising. Greg, on to you.
On to me. Well, I am looking at the lay of the land here, and I am going to take with my number two selection, give me Superman.
There we go.
Clark Superman.
Goes in the second round, not the first round this time. Kind of surprising. Tim, we're back to you, sir. You're on the clock.
Sticking with characters here, I would like the Green Lantern known as Hal Jordan.
Ooh, fuck yes. You, Tim.
And here we go. We're gonna get into these multiple versions of characters that are definitely eligible, and he is specifying that it is Hal Jordan, which is important because if we have a character like that, we will ask for specific versions to be selected.
Sure.
All right. Jennifer, it's back to you. You're on the clock.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Gary Frank.
Fuck.
Wow.
Nice.
Jennifer Smith in her first two picks. The rookie is impressing already.
Yes.
Don't worry. That won't last long.
We are back around to Mr. Todd Weber. Todd, you're on the clock.
Dick Grayson.
Ooh. I never get him.
I love it. Greg
never gets his favorite character.
All right, Todd, back to you. You're on the clock once again.
Brian K. Vaughan.
Nice. Excellent.
Good, good pick. Great pick.
Loving this. Jennifer, you're up once more. You are on the clock.
I will take Batwoman.
Nice. Wow, awesome. That early. Very, very surprising.
I want her.
I knew you did. I figured you would.
So to speak.
In more ways than one.
And the tea stretching begins.
Took this long? Fuck.
Mr. Tim Capel, you're back on the clock.
Oh, that tickled me.
Much like it will tickle Jennifer later, if you like.
Goddamn.
You know what? I would like, who is absolutely, Nick, you would agree, the foremost Spider-Man writer of the better part of the last decade.
Oh,
that would
God.
Be fun, Dan.
Here he goes.
Dan
Flesh.
Spot.
Unbelievable. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it. But I will defend your right to make it. Greg Phillips, sir.
Fantastic Four 1 was good.
All of the picks in the first five rounds are protected, correct?
That is true, yes.
And more on that later.
Yes. Greg Phillips, you're on the clock and have been on the clock for 10 seconds now.
I take Easy Ed Brubaker.
Ed Brubaker. Hey, excellent.
All the grumbles.
All right, Russell Sellers, sir, it's back to you. You are on the clock.
This is actually a tough one, but I got to go with the guy who's probably arguably the best modern comic artist in the business today. I'm taking Andrea Sorrentino.
You know I love that pick. I love what Russell is building in his draft thus far. We are back to the rookie, Mitch Okun. You're on the clock,
when he described the potential premier artist of the current day, I really thought he was waiting for this picture instead. But I would take Russell Dowderman, please.
Oh man. Fantastic.
I gotta
pick.
Tell you something. This new guy, I like the cut of his jib.
Well, thank
I
you.
Like
on the
cut
ball.
Of his jib. All right, sir. You're back on the clock once again.
Oh, this one's tough. It's not gonna make it back, is he? We're gonna go back to the writers and pick out Mr. Jeff Lemire.
This guy is on his game, ladies and gentlemen. Tough competition.
I hear the smoke veteran. Coming out of Russell's ears.
Yep.
From here.
Of the Place to Be Nation Comics Fantasy Draft. Russell?
Russell's probably the only one who hasn't already screwed me up, so sorry, Russell.
You're on the clock, sir.
I'm trying, Mitch. I'm trying. All right. I am back around to the writer's room, it seems. So I am going to go with one of my favorite writer-artist combos, Mr. Sean Murphy.
Sean Murphy. Impressive pick there. Greg, it is back to you, sir, and you're on the clock.
Very well. Give me Spider-Man.
I'm going to ask you to specify, but I've...
Peter Parker, the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yes, Peter Parker. Yes. All right. And now it comes back to Mr. Tim Capel. Tim, sir, you're on the clock.
I would like to get another writer in here while I'm thinking about it. And that writer is going to be, perhaps surprisingly enough in these early goings, Jeff Loeb.
Certainly a unique situation. I feel as if my decision to force Tim to draft is now being, he is taking revenge upon me. But that notwithstanding,
you're moving on. Damn thing. You know what?
Jennifer, you're on the clock.
This is brilliant, Tim.
Okay, give me Liam Sharp, please.
Fucking hell. Beautiful.
I love it. I love it, if only for Russell's curses that he is uttering at your direction. Todd, back to you, sir. Direction. You're on the clock.
Barry Allen, The Flash.
Nice. Nice. Well done, sir. And you're on the clock once again.
Tony Stark makes you feel he's a cool exec with a heart of steel. That's Iron Man.
Boo.
Iron Man.
That's
nice.
His old 60s song.
It's Tony Ironman.
Go back, Jennifer.
Okay. How about Jason Fabok?
Damn. Nice.
Yep.
Jenny, loading up on A-list artists early here in the place.
I got to count on the art because, you know, my ideas for the writers are not good. So.
Hey, you got Jeff Johns, though, so you've got
Scott Lobdell writing all of Jenny's
here.
Books.
Tim Capel, it's your turn to pick
Chuck
somebody
Austin
that I hate.
Writing all of Jenny's books.
Okay, speaking of artists, one who actually shares my name, thought I might be taking a bit of a risk here, but I got him. That's Tim Sale.
Ricky Capel.
Tim Sale. Stealing
Ricky
a page out of my book from the last Fantasy Comics draft, reuniting Tim Sale and Jeff Loeb. I like it. I actually like that pick.
No, he's actually going to put Dan Slott and Jeff Loeb, I think.
Well, that's possible as well. Greg,
or
you're
Tim
on
Sale,
call, sir.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. My pick is going to be I pick him almost every year, it seems. Jim Lee.
Jim Lee. Little surprise he lasts all the way to the fifth round here, because that is a, I mean, it is a fantasy comics draft. So like we said, he might actually get a book out every month in a fantasy scenario, unlike in real life. Russell, on to you. You're on the clock.
All right, time to get me a Marvel character. And here I am going to take the Mighty Thor, the Odinson version.
I love it. I love it.
Russell, the cursing coming from me now.
Fucking finally!
I love it. I love it. Loving to see Thor going in the top five rounds.
Oh, yeah.
The massive Thor mark that I am. Mitch, sir, we are back around to you for your
counsel. Oh, I'm sorry. That one stunned me. And just to be clear, as I am the wheel, this first pick is a protected one, and the next one is a potential bizarro.
It could be a potential bizarro round pick. That is correct.
Oh, God damn it, Russell.
I love you, Mitch.
Yeah, love you too. I really don't even know where to go with this. Let's take one more writer that I'm really surprised is still around, I guess, which would be Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Damn it!
Nice.
Yep.
He, last time out, if I'm not mistaken,
he went a long time.
Went very high to Mr. Tim Capel. So
yeah.
He continues to maintain a very prestigious standing in the Place to Be Nation Fantasy Comics draft. And with that, we're on to round six. And as Mitch alluded to, this is where we get into some territory where our panelists don't know what's coming at any given moment. Kind of shaky territory. Mitch, open up the sixth round with your pick.
All right, let's take an artist that I'm a really big fan of, and I know is getting some buzz out there. That would be Gabriel Hernandez-Walta.
Wow, all right. I don't even know how to spell that, but we
W-A-L-T-A. That should be enough.
There you go. All right. Russell Sellers, you, sir. On the clock.
Got it. Well, I'm going to jump and take a writer I know is near and dear to Greg's heart. I am going with Christopher Priest.
Oh!
Oh, I love it. I love it, sir. Greg.
All right, that shook things up. That shook things up a little bit. Well, then. I am going to then take Peter Tomasi. Yeah.
Boo.
Yep. Boo on you, Greg. But okay.
Pete Tomasi going this early. Wow. Very, very interesting. Tim Capel, sir, you are on the clock.
Back to characters, Netflix critical darling, Jessica Jones, a.k.a. Jewel.
I love it. I love hearing the exasperated sighs from Jennifer. Jennifer, follow up your exasperated sigh with a pick, because you're on the clock.
All right. How about Matt Fraction?
Good pick.
Interesting.
I like it.
All right. Mr. Todd Weber, sir, you are on the clock.
Greg Rucka.
God, I thought you were going to draft me for a second.
Oh, yeah, right.
I was getting all
That's
excited.
Not allowed, dish.
Stephanie's not in this draft. She didn't.
She might be.
I miss you.
If she listens to this. All right, and we are back around to the seventh round, which, Todd, it would be your turn if it weren't the first of our gimmick round.
I need a sound effect for this.
Here we go. These gimmick rounds.
Hey, everybody, it's a gimmick round.
These gimmick rounds are randomly assigned. They were picked out of a random number generator. And our first gimmick round, I, as the MC, am going to make the selections for each of you.
This is a hate draft personified.
And actually, I'm going to be kind this first time out. Todd Weber,
wish you wouldn't.
I am assigning you Mira, Queen of Atlantis, as your seventh round selection.
You are being kind.
Jennifer Smith, I'm going to give you the Black Canary as your seventh round selection. Tim Capel, even though I shouldn't, based on your draft at this point and picking Dan Slott.
You know, you don't have to.
I'm going
to
give you Cyclops as your seventh round.
Aw, look at that.
Greg Phillips, this is going to be interesting because I had this written down for you beforehand, and it makes me wish I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to give you Ben Reilly The Scarlet Spider is your seventh round selection.
Holy
interesting.
Shit.
Russell, you, sir, are going to receive John Stewart.
Yes, thank you.
The Green Lantern as your seventh round selection. Quite and funny. I am going to give Mitch Okun, Mitch Okun, based on his selection of Jeff Lemire, I'm going to give him Oliver Queen.
That's
Jennifer's rage.
What?
Yes.
What?
I need him. What the fuck?
Oh, she's
and
pissed.
That?
At what point do we discuss trades with Ms. Smith?
That comes later.
Our gimmick rounds are going to be protected. They're going to be locked in. You're going to have to deal with the gimmick rounds you have.
Okay.
I
tried, Jennifer. I tried.
I know. I appreciate it.
I was wondering if we'd break first.
But that brings an end to our first gimmick round. We are starting the eighth round now, and we lead it off with Mitch Okun.
Oh, you're on the clock, sir. Normal thing?
Yep.
We're going to go with the confused name change of Billy Batson, and however you like to call him, Shazam.
We're going to go with Shazam, being that it is the technical nomenclature at this point.
I know many fans who would argue that point, but okay.
I know many as well, and I prefer to stay off that particular corner of Twitter. Russell, you, sir, are on the clock.
I am, and I feel like I've got a certain aesthetic that I'm going with in my artist, so it was between two, and I've made my decision. I draft Mr. Esad Ribic.
Oh, no way he should have lasted to the eighth round, in my opinion. Greg Phillips, you, sir, are on the clock.
I am going to perhaps have the first hate draft pick of the draft.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
I am taking Arthur Aquaman.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Nice. Nice.
I drew first blood this time, Todd.
Ooh.
Tim Cable, you're on the clock, sir.
Ooh, wow.
Wait. Todd was just out a cotton a picking minute.
Todd missed it.
Yeah, I dropped off Twitter, I see it pop up in the document. Sorry, I'm eating Tim's time.
Taking back my time. Now that you are on, Todd, I would like Carol Danvers.
Welp.
Sorry.
Here we go. Jennifer Smith, back to you.
Well, since Oliver Queen is gone, give me Jessica Cruz.
Nice.
Son of a...
Another man. Green Lantern off
Green
the board.
Already.
She could also use her as power ring.
Mitch, you will learn. You are drafting with a group of Green Lantern fanboys.
Oh, I was well aware. That was part of my initial research. I knew that one.
Okay. Todd Weber, sir, you're on the clock.
Well, I better get some artists here. Even though he's an asshole in real life, I'm going to draft Ethan Van Sciver.
Damn it.
Okay, you better make that shithead draw some, like, multiracial gay sex comics.
Yes, please!
Yes!
Well, he does have Mira, and now I sit by to watch his second pick.
This is a hate draft choice of Ivan Reis.
Arguably the two best Green Lantern collaborators with one Jeff Johns.
Yes.
Jennifer, as the possessor of Jeff Johns, you're on the clock.
Welp, how about Robert Venditti?
Good pick.
Ooh.
Great pick, actually.
Locking down the preeminent Green Lantern writers of our time in both Jeff Johns and Robert Venditti.
Just you wait. Grant Morrison's going to kill it.
Gerard Jones is still on the board, ladies and gentlemen.
The only thing is, I'm not going to go there. Tim Cable, you, sir, are on the board.
Ron Mars.
Okay, need some artists, so strategic hate draft choice of Greg Capullo.
Nice. Kind of surprised he waited this long to go off
Me
the board.
Me too.
His stock dropped.
After metal, I agree. Greg Phillips, you are on the
Fuck off.
Well, since all the Green Lanterns are getting taken off the off the board, I'm going to take Guy Gardner.
I love it.
Damn.
I love it, sir.
Yep.
Guy Gardner is a top 10 pick, as he should be, quite frankly. Russell Sellers, you, sir, are on the clock.
I am on the clock. I am going to go over to the writer's queue, and let's see who I've... got on my big list. Oh, well, since somebody already took Wonder Woman, I'm going to go ahead and take her upcoming writer and one G. Willow Wilson.
Nice.
I had her the last two drafts, so yep.
The heat is starting to pile on now, Russell. You're coming back.
Oh, bring it, boy. Bring it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mitch is starting to feel the hate, and Mitch is on the clock.
Well, since I wasn't able to get the guy who's writing his book, I'll have to take the character himself and go with Mr. Miracle.
Ooh. Woo. Very interesting. A character that's enjoying a little bit of a higher profile recently than you would normally expect. All right, and here we move on to round 10, and wait just a second. It's another gimmick round.
Oh.
But this time, it's a lightning round, meaning each participant only has 5 seconds to make their pick. So have them at the ready. Mitch, you, sir, are on the clock.
Super easy, Big Barda.
Wow, nice. All right. Russell?
Wally West, the Flash.
All right. And now I'm trying to catch up with my own lightning round. Greg Phillips.
Alex Ross.
Nice. Tim Capel.
The Incredible Hulk.
And you are specifying with incredible, you do mean Bruce Banner, correct?
Bruce Banner, yes.
All right, just wanted to get some clarification there. Jennifer Smith, on the clock.
Deathstroke.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And Greg sniffs into the microphone. Mm-hmm. Todd Weber on the clock.
Captain America, Steve Rogers.
There we go.
How's he getting
all right, guys,
the 10th round?
Let's take a moment. Let's catch our breath a little bit. How are we feeling after the first 10 rounds? Greg, what are you thinking over there? How do you feel about how it's going for you so far?
Well, I have two spider people, which was not my initial indication, but Marvel has shown it. It apparently works, so I'm going to stick with it. I'm happy with my art.
Three.
my top two artists on my big board I got, which I'm very happy with, and I landed Tom King. I was planning on getting because I knew Geoff Johns wouldn't be there, and I was shocked I was able to land Brubaker. So I'm pretty happy right now. My character lineup's a little eclectic to say the least, but working with what I got.
Nice. Mitch, as the newcomer, how are you feeling about what's going on so far?
Funny enough, I had the similar assumption as Greg, but I thought that Bendis would go long before Tom King, so I was planning to take Tom King because I assumed Bendis would be gone. So I'm pretty happy to get the reverse instead. The Green Arrow is definitely a curve for me, but I think I could fit him in, and I need to stop taking all these characters, I think, at some point, though.
I gotta be honest, as the resident Brian Michael Bendis fanboy of Place to Be Nation Comics, him writing a Green Arrow book is one of the things I most desperately want to see in life. So I hope you come with a pitch. I'm not trying to give you any ideas, but hint. Russell, how are you feeling about your draft so far, Sir?
You know, it's not too bad. A few of my picks went away very quickly, but, you know, you kind of figured Geoff Johns ain't going to make it out of the first round. I figured he'd go first, but, you know, I'm pretty satisfied with what I've got. I've never had Batman before, so this is going to be my opportunity to actually work with this character.
I think that's the biggest shock of the first round so far, is the only character to go was Daredevil, whereas in both of our previous fantasy drafts, Superman and Batman were both first-round picks. Here,
yes,
they fall to the second. Tim, you were the guy who picked Daredevil. Talk a little bit about that strategy and about how your draft's going so far.
Well, compliments to that segue. Yes, I have accomplished the very minimal goal I set for myself in getting Daredevil and a somewhat obvious creative team, I feel like. Beyond that, it's been no holds barred, not the podcast, but the strategy here, not just for me, but I think for all of our participants. And to be perfectly honest with you, Nick, I was prepared to part company with Cyclops this year. I figured if someone wanted to hate draft him, so be it. I would let that go, because who could do worse by him than Marvel has actually done? So,
well, Tim, not to tell tales out of school, but there are three nitpick rounds coming up, and I kind of have themes for them. One, this first one was picks that I thought you guys would be fine with. I thought picks that you could all make some hay with. Then there's a random round coming up where I really think I'm going to throw you a curveball that you're not seeing coming. And then I've got one where I'm just trying to piss you off, and that will come late, probably in the draft, depending on how I'm feeling. Jennifer, I threw you the black canary, but you were angry that I threw the green arrow to somebody else's way. How are you feeling about the first 10 rounds so far?
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up, but other than that, I'm doing pretty well. You know, I'm getting my feet wet. I'm just trying to toe the line, and I need to pick some characters. That's where I feel like I'm kind of weaker at, but I'm good with my creators right now.
I think you've done a very good job with your creators so far. Mm-hmm. Todd, you, sir, are the number, you were the number one selection. You led off the draft, and you wrapped up the 10th round as well. How are you feeling thus far?
You know, I'm fairly happy. I think I have a nice selection of great artists, good writers, and excellent characters that we can work with. So I'm feeling good about my draft so far. And it was no secret that I wanted Jason Aaron first, just because I think he's red hot right now, and everybody else wanted him. So yep. I feeling good about this so far.
Absolutely. Well, with all that being said, we're going to take the first of three commercial breaks this time out.
Oh,
so stick with
Jesus.
Us. And when we come back, we're going to bring you picks 11 through 23. We got 12 more rounds coming up right after the break. Stick with us. You don't want to miss it.
Hi there. Have you recently gone through a crisis? Did you find out your friends had been lying to you for years to cover up something they did? Have you discovered that one of your bitter enemies might actually be three people? Were you seemingly killed by a new god only to find yourself quantum leaping through time until you make it back to the present? Was your entire reality wiped out in a cosmic battle between two godlike beings only to be reborn, destroyed, and reborn again? Then join me, Russell Sellers, and my special guests as we help you manage your post-crisis life in DC Post-Crisis Management, a limited monthly series starting in September. We can't promise you closure, but we will try to avoid destroying your hometown and turning you into a homicidal maniac who wipes out time.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to the third biennial Place to Be Nation Peter David Memorial Fantasy Comics Draft, presented by a hypothetical, non-rotational DC Comics online unlimited subscription service. Say that five times fast, if you will.
That.
Drinking and trying to say that. That was quite the feat. Not that that's what's going on or anything like that. But when last we left you, we had just finished up round 10 with Todd Weber selecting Captain America Steve Rogers, and we're going to start back with Todd Weber kicking off round 11. Todd, sir, you are on the clock.
Barbara Gordon, Batgirl.
Good pick.
Interesting. Jennifer Smith, on the clock.
All right. I really want to hate draft somebody, but I won't do it. Instead, I'm going to
do
draft. John Constantine.
Good pick.
Okay. I'm interested by that.
And I cross him off now.
Greg silently
mutters to himself.
He's muttering to himself.
Tim, you're on the clock, sir.
You know, this is our 11th round, and just goes to show how far this character's stock has dropped, and that is Wolverine.
As soon as you started the speech, I knew we were going.
Now, we must be a little bit more
specific. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which of the 15 Wolverines are you picking, Tim?
What world we live in?
I'm going to assume that he means the standard Logan of Earth 616.
Earth 616 Wolverine.
All right, I'm going to let Wolverine suffice on the spreadsheet.
Cracklin' Rosa.
As ridiculous as that.
Cracklin' Rosa.
Greg, you're on the
Raptor. She's next on my list.
Oh, God, what am I going to do?
I'm sorry, I probably messed you up, Greg.
I'm
going to
go with... I can't stop thinking of her. Let me go with... None other than...
5 second warning. Five.
Kurt Busiek. Busiek, how do you pronounce it?
Stepanchet.
Step on stage.
Sir, you're on the clock.
I am indeed. And let's see. Stehan Sajic.
Don't even pretend. I'm not falling for your ruse, sir. Your ruse. You're going to attempt to trick me.
I'll send you
a
link.
I don't care what you send me. It's all fake news. Mitch Okun, you're on the clock.
Well, Greg may have two spider people, but they're not going to be drawn by Sarah Pacelli.
My good lord, is Mitch Okun a man after my own heart, or is he not? The only way he could follow it up would be to draft another artist. Mitch, who's your pick in the 12th round?
Would you mean the one that I'm about to pick, Fiona Staples?
No.
Ooh, good choice, though.
That selection.
Well, but I did just pick another artist. You have to be more specific.
All right, Russell, you're on the clock, sir.
I'm back around, so let me go ahead and take a character before somebody else does. I want Selena Kyle, Catwoman.
No.
Greg, you're on the clock, sir.
So I am, so it would appear. Well, fuck. let me go with, give me Black Panther. I can't believe he's still on the board.
Yeah, I was about to say, a little surprising at round 12, given the year he's enjoyed since we last had the fantasy comics draft. Tim Capel, you're on the clock.
A value pick, I'm a little bit surprised, is still in play. Writer-artist, need some artists, so I'm going to go Doug Monkey.
Good pick.
Nice.
Interesting. Jennifer Smith, you, ma'am, are on the clock.
All right. Well, give me Hawkeye, then.
Mm.
Now, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Which Hawkeye?
Dude Hawkeye.
Dude Hawkeye. We're gonna
Hawk guy.
Hawk guy.
Hawk guy.
We're going to go with Clint Barton.
Yep.
All right.
Just so, you know, I can write C-L-I-N-T.
There you go. Which is always one of your favorite things to write. Todd Weber, sir, on the clock.
Can you hear me now? Mm-hmm.
Nazarello.
What?
Brian.
There we go. All right, and back around to you, Todd, to kick off the 13th round.
It's not a gimmick.
Yet. It's not. I can't reveal that at this point.
It's not a speed one, at least.
Kara Zor-El.
Supergirl. Very nice. All right. Jennifer, back to you.
I will take Marguerite Bennett.
Good pick.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're pairing her with your selection of Batwoman from earlier in the draft. Very
Who says that I'm pairing her with Batwoman?
Yeah, you're making a lot of assumptions here, Nick. You're making a lot of assumptions.
Tim Cable is on the clock. That's not an assumption. That's a stone cold fact, brother.
Okay. On that note, I have to now think about this a little bit. So, being mindful of the clock, I believe I will stick with artists. I'm going to go with Jock.
Good pick.
Nice. He's great.
Love it.
He still exists?
He does. He's doing a phenomenal
variant
for Detective Comics coming up here.
Oh, man. Okay.
Greg Phillips, on the clock.
Let me go with Esad Ribbitt.
Esad Ribbitt has already been taken in the 8th round.
Really? You lose your draft pick, sir.
You have
Wait a minute. Who took Esad
Ribbitt?
I did.
You get nothing.
Okay.
Training, sir.
Mitch Gerrits.
Damn it.
Oh.
Hate drafter.
Nice recovery there after you fucked up that first attempt at it. Russell, you're on the clock.
I will take Scott Snyder protege James Tynion in the 4th.
Every year.
Good pick.
Interesting. Mitch Okun, we are back to you, sir. Kick off 13th.
I don't know if I can recover from how badly those last two rounds just beat me up. We're going to have to go start picking in some niche characters and filling some spots here. So first we're going to pick one of my personal favorites that's going to surprise everybody. That would be Mr. Terrific.
Ah, good pick, though. Interesting pick.
All right, and back to you, sir, to kick off the 14th round.
And we're going to actually pair him up with a character over from the Marvel Universe as well, and that would be Riri Williams, the Ironheart.
Nice. Okay.
Cool.
Interesting. Russell, back to you, sir. You're on the clock.
I will take one Robin, Damian Wayne.
Fuck!
Yes. I don't get to get Nick to assign that to me.
Or do you?
Oh, that's true.
Greg Phillips, you're on the clock, sir.
Damien?
The Soviets?
I hadn't mentioned the KBO and TBL also.
Mila Djordjevic?
All right, then. I'm going to go with...
Carl Childers?
Oh, I got something for that later on.
Dwight Yoakam.
Yes.
All right, I got it. Give me Paul Denny.
Nice. Okay. Tim Capel is on the clock.
Is this guy still I changed my mind. Workhorse artist Mark Bagley.
Oh, there it is. That's the guy I was referring to earlier when Mitch picked Sarah Pacelli. Jennifer Smith is on the clock.
Jennifer Smith is still trying to decide who to choose. So Jennifer Smith is... still on the clock and without a choice. How about...
She chooses sobriety. Just kidding.
No, yes. I would never choose that. Give me Juan Ferreira. Whatever.
Good pick.
And we are back to Mr. Todd Weber.
I'm going to finish up my writers, I think, here. Do I have a double pick or a single pick? Well, we'll find out. I'm going to pick Mark Miller, who is not Mark Millar.
He is not Mark Millar. And that brings an end to a very eventful 14th round. Great selections by all you guys.
Oh, you son of a...
If only you got to keep them. Man.
Oh,
fuck. Wow. I did that with
God damn it.
How interesting.
I know where this is going.
Let's start. Todd Weber, you had Mark Miller, and now...
God, Nick.
You have Juan Ferreira.
Oh. Okay.
That's fine. I will
Jennifer leave. Now has Mark Miller. Tim Capel, you had Mark Bagley. Yeah. No longer. You now have Paul Denny.
Well, fuck yeah.
You have Mark Bagley. I think you guys can see where this is going.
Yeah.
Russell Sellers.
Great news.
I can't hear a damn thing.
You now have Riri Williams.
Okay.
It's Okian Moken. It's Damien
Wayne.
I suppose I should be happy about that, but somehow I'm not.
Interesting. Interesting turn of events here in the 14th round. That was the first of what we have termed, or what trademark to Mitch Okian is being termed, our bizarro picks, where things are going to get swapped around a little bit.
Yes, thank you. I did a thing.
So Todd left us off. Todd, it is your selection to open the 15th round.
Well, can you hear me now? I did not get Mark Miller, so I will have to replace him with Grant Morrison.
I don't respect that pick, and I don't agree with it. So we're going to move on to Jennifer Smith.
To have him right.
I don't agree, because you don't get it.
I don't get it. You're right. I just don't get it.
All right.
You do get. Never mind.
Huh?
Let me have Ben Percy.
Damn it.
Oh.
I dig it. Savvy. I dig that pick. Tim Capel, you're on the clock, sir.
Okay, I'm going to go with the workhorse artist. Maybe not so much these days. John Romita Jr.
Oh, John Romita Jr. Greg Phillips is now on the clock.
Trying to deliberately mix things up from previous drafts, but I just can't pass up on this guy. I gotta go with Francesco Francavilla.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yes. And which, of course, is a pain in the ass to type for whoever is keeping up with this spreadsheet. Russell Sellers, sir. You're on the clock.
That's you.
That's me. That's my pick. I'm gonna go with a writer-artist combo again in one Patrick Gleason.
Interesting.
Nice.
Yeah. Very nice. He hung in there. Yeah.
I on my big board.
that brings us back around to Mr. Mitch Oaken. Mitch, you're on the clock.
I can't help but feeling I'm still out of date and out of fact with this because I don't understand why this is still here. Andy Kubert?
All right.
Oh, good pick. Jesus.
Nice. Very well done. And it's
that
back
would be
around
the last
to you.
My top one artist. Okay.
To kick off the 16th round.
I got to keep going with guys that just fit my little story that I'm doing now. Hopefully we get to keep him this time, and I would like Dr. Fate, please.
Dr.
Cool.
Fate. Interesting. Russell Sellers, you're on the clock.
I am. Better give me that Red Robin, Tim Drake.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Yum.
Yum. Yum.
Greg Phillips.
Dead in 2 weeks.
Is on the clock.
Kamala Khan, a.k.a. Miss Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tim Cable, on the clock.
Well, Mitch took the artist I had my eyes on, but luckily there's another Kubert brother, that being Adam.
There is indeed. Adam
Same Kubert. Guy, making twice as much money with the fraud.
I like this conspiracy theory, though.
They're actually all just still Joe.
Well, Joe is immortal, don't you see? He drank vampire blood, and that's what the Kubert school is. It's like a front for the Illuminati.
You know, when I created Joe Kubert.
And that has been the InfoWars portion of our podcast. Jennifer Smith, you're on the clock.
He wins!
Give me Joel Jones.
Oh,
damn it!
Wait, what?
Fucking Ooh. Great pick.
Joel Jones.
Joel Jones, she's the writer-artist of the Catwoman series right now.
And I believe she's also doing some Supergirl stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
Todd Weber. Clock, sir.
I'm running out of writers. I have a lot of writers. But I will pick Jonathan Hickman.
Good pick.
That was
Is it?
No, I think it was a good pick. I think it was a good pick.
Yeah.
And for Grant Morrison pick. Who you it would be really fortunate, Todd, if you got to keep that pick. But
what the fuck,
but you don't
what did you do? I get Joel Jones.
Again, more Knicks picks.
No, this is another bizarro round. So here we go. Todd, you left us off. You picked Jonathan Hickman. Unfortunately for you, that's going to move over to Mr. Tim Cable.
Okay, great news.
I don't want a Kubert.
And now you have Adam Kubert. Todd, congratulations.
Bullshit.
Meanwhile,
phoning it out in Jeez. For 25 years.
Meanwhile, Jennifer Smith, I love that Joel Bullshit. Jones pick. I really do. But
please,
no more Joel Jones for you. Instead, you get the Red Robin,
Fuck.
Tim.
Yes, Tate. Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know who that character is.
With me,
that means I get Joel Jones.
Greg Phillips, you had Kamala Khan.
Fucks.
She goes to Mitch Oaken.
Wow.
And Greg is now the proud recipient.
Dr. Fate. My favorite creation.
He's from the 40s, Stan. Stan, you were Marvel timely then.
This was fun until I got legit pissed.
Them's the breaks, as they say.
That actually worked out great for me.
That's the breaks. Shut up, Russell. Nobody fucked your horn, goddammit.
I keep getting like prestige writers that I didn't actually care to draft. But
Mitch, are you okay?
Jenny, I don't get to celebrate much on these airways, so you're going to let me have my celebration moment, for fuck's sake.
I heard Mitch's reaction to Greg's Kamala Khan pick, so I knew he wouldn't be that broken up by losing Dr. Fate for Kamala Khan. So,
yeah.
Interesting.
I do wish you could have changed that to any of the rounds that people took four of the things I wanted.
These are all random, sir. These are all random, I assure you.
Your choices are not random.
That's bullshit, Nick. Own that
Nick
shit.
Nick hates us all.
You
in different ways.
Are fucking with us on purpose.
I'm not fucking
at all.
I'm not fucking with you.
You
I'm
have
not, I haven't
here.
Started fucking with you yet.
Wait. Sorry. Don't start the clock yet. I have a question.
Yes.
Let's try to reset just a little bit. Now, can you reveal, Mr. MC, how many rounds of Nick picks there will be?
There are three rounds of Nick picks. We have had one thus far.
Okay. And how many rounds of Bizarro Swap choices.
Yankee swap. There are five, and we have had two.
We have five had swaps.
Yes,
five swaps.
Everybody on the board will swap with somebody else at some point.
So understand, folks. We will go through this three more times.
So if there hasn't been a swap in a while, pick a shitty pick, and then and see what happens.
But Sellers it was randomly, is not a shitty pick.
Right. So but it was Sam who will point out that he actually let something slip there and say that we're all switching each other once, so yes. We now know at least which people we have switched.
I will tell you that. Todd, you
Mary swapped, George is right.
You swapped with Jenny and Tim, which means you're still yet to swap with Greg, Russell, and Mitch.
Oh, God, who can keep up with that? Okay, well, fair enough.
Nick, apparently.
I've got notes here. I was prepared, sir. Todd, are you ready? You're on the clock.
Am I on the clock? Okay, yes. Well, I have a bunch of artists, and I have a bunch of writers, and I have a bunch of characters, and I have a bunch of blood alcohol level, so I will pick Cliff Chiang.
Good pick.
Who is probably pronounced Cliff Chang.
Yes. And that is a great pick.
I agree.
Jennifer Isn't Smith, it? You're on the clock.
Simon Baz.
Good pick.
Mm. All the Earth Green Lanterns are, well... Never mind.
No.
Save for the worst one. Yes, they are.
The one that's going to die in 2 weeks.
Yep.
You think everyone's going to die in 2 weeks, Todd?
Tim Drake, Kyle Rayner, both going to die, bitches.
Tim Capel.
They're both going to die, bitches?
Yes. In the refrigerator.
Yes, I was going to say, some would argue Kyle already is.
Yes.
I'm going to give Tim a little time back on his clock since he's been running.
Mom.
I was kind of surprised this character is still in play. Our that being
boys, our traveling fanboys,
Storm.
Is that Aurora
Monroe?
Aurora, how did she get last name Monroe?
Monroe.
I don't know the answer to that question. Perhaps we'll ask the Wonder Woman hippo. Greg Phillips, you're on the clock.
Baby Darkseid.
Well, I think there's only one obvious choice here, of course, and that would be none other than
Jason Todd,
the Shockmaster, known as
Tugboat,
Gail Simone.
Good pick.
Oh, interesting.
Still in here? That's surprising.
All right,
she's the writer of Eel Plasticman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Russell, you're on the clock.
I am. I'm going to go with a character I'm also surprised is still around, a Brian Michael Bendis creation. I want Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Mm. Interesting. Mm. All right, Mitch, there it's goes. Back around to you, sir.
Speaking of things in surprise that are still around, I would like Charles Soule, please.
All right. Oh,
he can write like seven titles for you.
I know.
He's going to need to.
If only it were realistic, thanks. Yeah, we could let him write like 10 titles. All right, you're back on the clock.
Nick Darrington?
Jennifer.
Nick? Who's that?
Darrington.
Darrington, I got you. I just didn't hear you the first time. All right. Russell, back on the clock.
All right, let me take a look at what I need. You know what? I asked about them earlier. I'm going to go ahead and take them. I want the Benson sisters.
Ah, the Benson sisters, yes. For those who are unaware, this is the only example I can think of where I'm going to allow multiple creators to be selected with one pick, the argument being they've only ever written in comics together as a unit. So I'm going to allow this, controversially enough. Greg, you're on the clock.
Give me the Punisher.
Good pick.
Yeah. Right? Tim Capel? You're on the clock.
The Duffer Brothers. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Vince McMahon ear tug.
I better go ahead and just do this. Got plans for Gambit.
Good pick.
All right. Gambit, and that opens yourself up to a world of hate drafting. Jennifer Smith, you're on the clock.
I will take Francis Manapul.
Good pick.
Yes.
Well, how is he still in here?
All right.
All right. Todd Weber, on the clock. It's worth
Joshua
more.
Williamson.
Indeed. Todd Weber, you're back on the clock again. Williams.
I'm back on the clock. So, everybody's doing a lot of cool draft things here. I'm going to draft Green Lantern John Stewart.
He's already.
John Stewart was assigned to Russell Sellers during a nitpick in the seventh round.
Then I will not draft John Stewart. I will draft Zatanna.
Good pick.
Where is she?
Right.
Drunk pick.
Jennifer Smith is on the clock.
I will take Martian Manhunter.
Great pick.
Mm-hmm. And Hunter. Dan Capel. On the clock.
Oh, I'm not ready. I would like... he already got taken. Okay. I would like the Rytor. Al Ewing.
Big fan of him myself.
Great Rytor.
Greg Phillips.
I feel like I could have held out on him, though, but whatever.
I will draft. Well, you want to talk about a guy whose stock has fallen in these drafts. I'm going to take Mark Wade.
Ooh, Jesus.
Man, I had forgotten he was even still on the board. Russell.
Wow, that's good, Greg.
I am going to go with an artist this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with a supremely talented and very underrated Lee Weeks.
Oh, God damn, you son of a bitch.
All right, Mr. Mitch Oaken.
Fantastic couple of Batman issues. Fantastic, if you've read them.
Read one.
Oh, thank you, I worked hard on those. Oh, you didn't mean me.
No, I'm sorry, interrupting.
It's okay. I have to try to pull this one out of my ass if possible here and try to back up somebody that I wanted and instead take Namor the Submariner.
Good pick.
Namor.
Very good pick.
Future star of the Avengers.
Yeah, not actually who I wanted for that slot, but he'll work.
He is a future star of the Avengers. However, he is not a future star of Mitch Oaken's comic book universe.
Because he is now.
It is another.
Yes! Yes!
It is another swapped pick. Bizarro.
Oh, no.
Please give me the one I want.
Fates have smiled.
So we'll lead off with Mitch. Your pick of Namor the Submariner, it's heading over to Jennifer Smith.
God damn you.
Oh, that's like the worst one for me.
So Namor is like... Yeah, Namor.
Instead, you're going to receive the Martian Man.
You mean I'm going to pick the alien in the universe that I was trying to not really have aliens in?
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Awesome.
Russell Sellers.
You're doing the new universe.
Your pick of Lee Weeks is going over to Mr. Tim Capel.
Hey, that's great news.
And you're getting Al Ewing, which leaves us, Greg Phillips, you are receiving Zatanna.
Jesus.
And Mark Wade is heading over to Mr. Todd Weber.
Man. So now I have to find a backup for my backup?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Nick.
You're welcome. And you, sir, are on the clock.
Oh, well, gee.
Another aquatic character.
Hey, yeah.
Neptune Perkins.
Yeah. Hey, Young All-Stars was a favorite of mine. Let's start.
I have every issue.
Me too. Crap.
Well, guys, unite.
Talk about people who dropped in place. Let's take Reed Richards, please.
Oh, interesting. The first of the Fantastic Four.
It's an interesting decision to draft members of the FF.
Uh-huh. It is indeed. Russell Sellers, you're on the clock.
Mitch, I'm not going to hate draft you because I got plans for this character that I want that maybe nobody sees coming yet, but give me Lobo.
Oh, you could have it.
Nice! I actually forgot to write Lobo down on account of I drafted him last time, but then I wish I had left him on because that's a good pick.
It's a terrible pick, you bastard.
And you're on the clock, Greg.
Oh, me? Since you've taken away my last, I think, couple of writer picks, I am going to look down my list here and come up with maybe a diet Mark Waid, but a writer-artist combo. Give me Dan Jurgens.
Dan Jurgens.
Damn it!
Diet Mark Waid.
Diet Mark Waid. Which, aren't we all Diet Mark Waids if we look at our own physical features? Hey-o!
Good Lord.
Good on the clock. Lord.
I never knew that. Hey, he's still in here, I think. Still in play. Gotta go with Luke Cage.
Good pick.
Nice.
And Sweet Able Christmas.
To complete the Jessica Jones-Luke Cage pairing, which I thought for sure would fall into hate
with
drafting.
Each other, Tim.
I did, too. I was prepared to let that one go as well.
Jennifer Smith, you're on the clock.
Well, not that I don't think any of my fucking picks matter anymore.
Wow.
But I'm gonna go with Dan Abnett.
Good fucking pick.
Jeez, yeah.
Jenny, do you want me to give you a spoiler?
No.
You're gonna get
to keep
that pick. I don't want you to speak at all anymore.
You're gonna get to keep that pick. Todd Weber, you're on the clock.
She's gonna get to what that pick next?
Keep.
She's gonna get to keep it.
Are you certain?
I am certain, unless she trades it of her own volition.
I take Jennifer Walters, the She-Hulk.
Oh, interesting.
Shulky,
yeah.
Right, and back around to you, Todd, for the 21st round.
Are you sure you're not going to fuck with it?
If I were, I wouldn't tell you until afterwards.
God damn you. I am going to pick somebody who is a fine comic creator, who I don't know who it is just yet.
Very good.
I already picked Jonathan Hickman, yes?
Yep.
You did, and you lost him. Yeah, as a
I
result
lost
of
him.
The Bizarro pick.
So can I pick him again?
No, because I haven't.
Give it to somebody else.
Okay, then I will pick Warren Ellis.
Nice.
I promise I'm done with writers.
Back to Jennifer Smith.
All right. Otto Schmidt.
Good
Otto
pick.
Otto Schmidt?
All right, Tim Cable.
Oh, gosh. This could work out well for me. I'm going to go with not Bobby, but Ken Lashley.
Do we love Ken?
No.
We love you, Kenny.
You look like a circumcised penis with a headband.
Oh, God. Holy Lord!
Jesus. Good Lord!
Shots fired! Good night!
That's what Bobby Lashley looks like.
He
does.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Holly. That's who he is right now, Todd Holly.
Oh, my Jesus.
Greg Phillips is on the clock.
The Black Widow.
I draft Dick Duke's kids.
Wow, all right.
The Black Widow.
All right. Nice. Russell Sellers is on the clock.
I'm not saying shit got weird or anything, but shit got weird.
It did not.
It got weird. It got weird, Todd.
This is awesome.
He has not yet begun to defile himself.
This may...
Yes!
Just you wait.
This
pick wait till may, I start making feet puns.
Oh, God.
God, no.
Yes.
The Court of Owls.
What a great pick at 22.
I'm
That's a person?
Because they're never defined. They're nameless.
Huh?
How about the head owl?
I am confusion.
I'm gonna allow it against my better judgment. I'm gonna allow it just to move things along. The Court of Owls at 21. Mr.
Yeah,
Michoken.
But wait, we can't draft teams, but we can draft supervillain groups.
We can draft abstract concepts.
A good point.
I guess.
How about you can draft Talon?
It's not that abstract, though, really. It's
or
just...
Lincoln March. I mean.
If it's going to go that way, I'm just going to draft Owlman.
Owlman, all right.
I'm not going to fight you. It's just, I don't know.
Well, let's go with Owlman. Michoken.
Tom Owlman. I think I'm finishing off the Netflix grouping here by taking Danny Rand, the Iron Fist.
Oh.
I am
Iron Fist.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir. Let's hope your let's hope your next pick is better.
Ouch.
You just lost a lot of cred there.
Really?
Random bitch.
We are judging specifically the Netflix version of Danny.
Oh, well, there's a reason he was the last one picked. I
totally clearly.
Yeah, I understand that part. What else do I want? You know what? I just got to take the personal pick to make sure I get it out of the way, too. I would like somebody who affected my hormones way more than they should as a comic book character. But that would be Ilyana Nikolita Rasputin, Magic.
Oh, wow.
Magic goes before her
bow
brother,
to you, sir.
Great. Which is surprising. Russell, you, sir, are on the clock.
All right. This has been a little bit of a tough pick, but I think I'm going to go with a guy whose stock has been on the rise lately, and that would be Hawkman.
Nice. Greg, you're on the clock.
Superboy, John Kent.
Hmm.
Yeah, since you got Damian. Fucker.
I actually, since that round, I have already made some good plans for Damian, I think.
That's right, you got Damian, not Greg.
Yeah, not me. I got Superman, so.
Mm. And Tim Cable.
Into a likable character?
No. Mm. No, not at all.
Okay. I somewhat surprised this character did not get hate or spite drafted. That being Rogue.
Wow. I'm a little surprised as well. Lasted all that time to get it back around to
me. And I left her twisting in the wind, guys.
You got cookies still.
Yeah, you did.
Jennifer Smith, you're on the clock.
I will take Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
All right. Todd Weber, you're on the clock.
Jean Grey.
Adult or teenager.
Yep. For the purposes of this draft, we're Phoenix going with the one Jean Grey. Todd, back around to you, sir.
Is it? Okay. I will pick, I need an artist. I'm going to pick Olivier Coipel.
Great pick.
Coipel.
Coitus? Right.
Coppel.
Back to Jennifer Smith.
Sean Phillips.
Good pick.
You have Brew Breaker too?
No. No.
Oh.
Tim Cable.
Break him up.
Ooh, this guy's a writer-artist. Don't see a whole lot of action from him these days, but always a treat. Alan Davis.
Oh!
Love me from Alan Davis.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
He is from Britain.
Mr.
Yes, he was.
Greg Phillips.
And still is, too, I think.
He's fucked on pencils.
Mark Farmer on ink.
Fucked, Brett. Let me go with Bill Sienkiewicz.
Oh!
Prolific. I'm just going to give it the old college try here in the spreadsheet.
Sienkiewicz.
You go. Really you well. Go.
You say so. You go.
Original
so.
Art.
All right.
You mean the guy who drew the person that's like on my previous round? Yeah.
Russell Sellers.
Can't believe he's still on the board. I want artist Mikkel Janin.
Damn it.
All right. And Mr. Mitch Oken.
I can't believe, of all things, I lost Bill Sienkiewicz. I'll have to go back to the similar era for a different reason and take a different writer artist character instead. And I'll go with Mr. Walt Simonson.
Ha. Nice. All right. That's the 23rd round. Let's pause here. Let's take a breath. Let's all collect ourselves. Let's calm down a little bit, Jennifer. Let the anger
I will
out.
Not calm down.
Let the rage out. Jennifer, are you okay? Are you going to be able to continue?
What happened?
I will find it in me to move on somehow.
How are you feeling about your draft so far?
I was feeling pretty fucking good about it, but, you know, now it's just okay.
That's just okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Todd, I know you're feeling pretty well. How are you, sir?
I have zero idea what you're speaking of, Nick Duke or Dick Nuke.
Now.
Hold on. Frankly.
I would make a comment, but I will refrain.
No,
how do you feel?
No,
how do you feel about
no,
so
speak
far?
Of it. Please.
I would
bring it.
Let's hear it.
Not to, in this setting.
I have no birds chirping in the distance.
Todd, how do you feel about your draft so far?
It's average.
Rip-roaring recommendations.
That was unexpected. I was expecting good or bad, but I admire that. That's good.
Jennifer Smith says her draft is just okay. Yeah. Todd Weber says his is average. Tim, is yours better than that?
Well, to be quite honest, I think it is. It's came into this thing prepared to
Who's
rain
Ken
hell.
Lashley?
Prepared to rain hellfire and brimstone down upon you people, and things are just kind of falling into place. You know, not even through my own choosing necessarily. So, what can I say? I mean, I'm kind of sitting pretty here going into our second break.
Yep. Greg, how are you feeling so far?
This is the JT and Chad break, if I'm not mistaken.
This is the first
W, brother.
Time
I'm drunk.
You can do whatever you want.
Without a strategy at all, and kind of just randomly picking who's on my lists and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it's actually worked out pretty well. I got a little Superman family carved out here with Jurgens and whatnot. I've got Bill Sienkiewicz. And
my God, that spelling on the spreadsheet.
Yeah, I just...
There's no Y.
Or V.
Better than I expected to feel at this point.
Better than you expected to feel. How do you feel about the gimmick rounds in particular thus far?
Stupid as shit.
Plus one.
I love it. I love it.
I was going to say really, really, really stupid shit, but yes.
Outstanding. Russell Sellers, how are you feeling about your draft and the gimmick rounds in particular?
You know, they haven't completely fucked me, but I'm starting to feel a little sore, so I'd either up the lube or take a step back, sir. The button on the fur coat is a little more than
weird?
I expected to be able to take.
what's weird?
Do you know what's weird?
Said
what's
no
weird?
One ever.
Yep.
When I get drunk, I talk more. When Russell gets drunk, he talks less.
That is not true.
It's true. It's tonight.
I am not drunk
I
yet.
I don't think Russell's as drunk.
I'm not nearly as drunk as you are, sir. I don't even think I've got a buzz going yet.
I repeat that.
I'm going to need you to go downstairs and get the ukulele and or guitar.
Yeah.
And you hear Greg's immediate objection.
Oh, I'm just thinking about the wonderful university.
Indeed you are.
Greg, stop it.
Are you realizing now what you have gotten yourself into with this frivolity?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I definitely think that the extra shock of these gimmick rounds have taken their toll on me, and you would think from rounds 19 to 23 that I was the drunk one. Even though I
think sure you're not Eric George. You sound like Eric George, man.
Like, I feel like we're being trolled right now.
Do I need to even know who this person is? Because I don't even know who you're talking about.
He's
we'll
Stu Hart.
We'll tell y'all there. Don't worry.
Give us your Stu Hart impression.
Am I doing Stu Hart? Okay,
do your Stu Hart impression and we'll determine.
Stu Ryder.
I can't really do... I can't. I've got nothing. Sorry.
It's all right. But, how are you feeling about your draft so far?
Other than that black hole that was a couple of rounds right there, I was feeling really good. I feel like I've recovered. Maybe I should switch from the water to the alcohol and I might feel better about it.
Yes.
That always makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's the end of round 23. We're going to take another break here. We're going to collect ourselves. And when we come back, we are going to bring you rounds 24 through 36. Another 12 rounds of the Place to Be Nation Fantasy Comics Draft coming to you right after this.
Place for Nations, JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceForNation.com. We offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, we bring you the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, along with Main Event, Survey Says, the Monday Night Wars, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction show, as well as Jeff Learns Wrestling. In addition to these full-length shows, we also deliver special network podcasts and pod blasts on topics old and new.
Over on the Pro Wrestling Only feed, we dive deep inside the wrestling business with a stacked army of experts leading the way. The feed features potpourri shows such as This Week in Wrestling, Greetings from Allentown, Match of the Week podcasts, and the Military Industrial Suplex. We also have shows that focus intently on certain topics like Through the Years, Worldcast, Strong Style History, Strong Style Story, and Mount Olympus. Plus, the feed has the full archives of legendary shows like Titans of Wrestling, Where the Big Boys Play, Letters from Center Stage, and Letters from Kayfabe, plus much more. And on our very popular Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed, we offer such great shows as Talking Pop, the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, NBA Team, PTBN Play, Sunday Groove, Breaking Balls, and Lucha Undead,
as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans
with the hard-traveling fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversations, Geek and Sassy, and Marvel Age Podcasts.
You can find all of these current shows, plus archives of our past podcasts, including The Kevin Kelly Show, as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback today. All these shows, plus others, available at PlayStation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlayStation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping, and download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh ebooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, in Fall River, Massachusetts, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlayStation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Welcome back once again, dear listeners of Place to Be Nation. We hope you have stuck with us this long. After the events of the last few rounds, I don't see how you couldn't, because you got to stick around to hear what's going to be said next, because there is all kinds of tales being told out of skewl on this here draft podcast. But when last we left you, we left off with Mr. Mitch Oken, who had just wrapped up the 23rd round by picking Walt Simonson, so we're back to him to kick off round 24. Mitch, you, sir, are on the clock.
Oh, good God, I don't know. Let's, again, go a little sideways thinking here and pick somebody that probably shouldn't go this early, but I would like Dr. Doom, please.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, Russell.
Yes. Yeah. Background to me, I had good luck with this character last time, and I've got a couple of ideas for him now, so give me this Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing. Very nice. Greg Phillips.
Did somebody fall down there?
Yeah.
It sounded bad. Todd?
I'm fine. The lights are on.
All right.
But no one's home.
If there's a falling yep. story, we Thank need you. To hear it.
Okay.
We'll fell down in the snow.
Gonna
we'll save that. My daughter fell me down.
We'll save that.
My kid. He's amazing. He's perfect. I fell down with my monobrow.
I have tick, no tick, idea tick. What is happening anymore. Greg, you're on the clock.
Welcome to my world, Nick. It is.
And I quit them.
My God Almighty. My pick is going to be I've already forgotten it. It is Jane Foster Thor.
Interesting.
Okay.
Why the hell not?
All right. Moving on to Mr. Tim Cable. Tim, you're on the clock.
Magneto.
A run on villains here in this round.
Yeah.
Jenny.
Actually, not really.
You're on the clock.
How about Sam Humphries?
He is good a villain, Tim. Pick.
All right. Todd Weber. You're on the clock.
My 8-year-old pronounces this Dark Seed. I pick Dark Side.
Wow, right. Another villain.
Justice League Odyssey member, Dark Side, may I add.
It will come out someday.
It will. And you're on the clock once more, sir.
There are other things that will come out someday.
What?
So, I figure I need more artists? Question mark, perhaps? Mila Jojovich. I pick the famous Marvel artist, that guy, you know, that guy, him.
Rory Calhoun?
Don't pick for me. Thank you, Mitch. Let me see who it is. His name is...
5 second warning.
Warning. There's the warning I was looking for. His name is Art Adams.
Arthur Adams, yeah, good pick.
Oh.
He still does covers.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jennifer Smith.
Much like our Alex Ross, who was picked many rounds earlier.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
By me.
I think I'm saying his name right. Jorge Jimenez?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good pick. Yep. Very right. Good.
Tim Cable.
A little bit surprised to see him still in play, but artist Steve McNiven.
Damn it.
Greg Phillips.
That works too.
To Bill Brasky.
Brasky.
I can think of no better way to transition into my next pick, which is going to be the box office sensation, Deadpool.
Man,
super. Wow, that's okay.
Wow, good pick, sir. Russell.
That kind of deserves Owen voice.
I don't think this guy's been picked yet, so I'm going to hope for the best. I want artist Frank Quitely.
Quite frankly?
Quite frankly.
Frank Quitely has not been picked yet.
Prolific? Prolific? If you're Sam.
God, he's now throwing shade at people he doesn't even know. This is fantastic. Mitch Hogan, you're on the clock, sir. And I hope Todd doesn't insult you in the near future.
I don't know. I probably deserve it. Speaking of writer-artists that are specific and still doing covers, at least nowadays, I would like Scotty Young, please.
Oh, great pick.
He's on my list. He can do a writing and a drawing.
And, of course, the 26th round brings us back around to Mitch, and it would be your pick if this weren't...
Here we go.
A Nick pick.
Huh.
Here we go. And you know, I had to... this is going to be the round where I try to piss you guys off a little bit. And Mitch, I don't know... I don't know you as well as I know the other members of the panel, so I had to dig through some social media.
No way, you stalk. You
actually posts, Twitter
did
posts,
some research.
Going back to Augusta. And you're, damn it, Todd. And I found a tweet that said something to the effect of... I like Identity Crisis because no one wants to do anything with the elongated man anyway.
This is correct. I did.
So
like
you,
that.
Sir, are now tasked with doing something with the elongated man.
Ralph Tibney.
Wow, I can tie him up with Reed Richards.
Holy shit.
You have inadvertently given a genius pitch.
Can we just end the... We don't even need a pitches draft.
That's it.
I win. I win.
It's going to tie them in a knot together.
As long as the book is called Propeller Arms, I'm good with it.
I was thinking more about knots.
Dude. Your book is called Knots Landing.
Russell, on to you.
Two fingers intertwined.
In full disclosure, I had intended on giving you Dan's slot, except for the fact that Tim picked him already.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go to another entity from the Spider-Verse that I know you have no great affection for. Congratulations, sir. You're now the proud owner of Mr. Eddie Brock.
You know what? I'm actually good with that. He was on my list to pick.
Oh, so. Gregory. And I think Greg knows where this is going.
Bring it on. Come on, please.
That symbiote book.
Once upon a time, there was a character created by Mr. Jeff Loeb and Mr. Jim Lee by the name of Hush. And once upon a time, that character was followed up on by a certain writer. And that writer's name was A.J. Lieberman, who is now the proud property of Greg Phillips.
You walk over here, you'll be limping back.
Oh, God.
Tim Capel, I don't think this needs any introduction. Congratulations. You now own Mr. Chuck. Awesome.
Yep.
Oh, bravo.
Thank you very much.
Have fun.
Jennifer Smith.
Uh-huh.
You are now the proud owner of Miss Claire Rowe, and you may be thinking to yourself, who is Miss Claire Rowe?
Didn't we just discuss her?
And we refer to her as the horse nostril drawing lady from Batgirl and the Birds.
I figured that was coming, so.
This leaves me with Mr. Todd Weber. Todd, once again, in full disclosure, I intended on giving you Damian Wayne, and that opportunity was denied me. And
I knew that was coming. I absolutely predicted that you would select for me Damian Wayne. So you were instead going to select for me Roots for College he did not attend.
Perhaps this one is
Greg.
It's got a little meta.
This one is kinder than the other ones, but I'm going to give you the 2018 version of Rob Liefeld.
Oh, that's kind?
Woo!
Nick, why didn't you just give me an opportunity to draft Chuck Austin of my own volition?
I wanted to make sure no one took him before you got to it. All right, so technically that round, that last pick went to Todd, which means that Todd, you are kicking off round 27, sir. You are on the clock.
Well, I have, in my last three, I have a lot of writers, and I have a lot of artists, and I have a lot of words, and I have a lot of stalling. And I've picked Jonathan Hickman three times now, I believe. I'm going to wait for my warning until you tell me my warning, and then I will make my pick. Oh, fuck it. Nick Spencer.
Nick Spencer. Wow.
Good pick.
Damn. An amazing drunken pick.
It really was. Jennifer Smith, you're up.
Give me Tony Daniel.
Ah, good pick.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Tim Capel.
Okay. I would like, if I may.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, really. Take you on a strange journey? Is that what?
I am going to take Colin Bunn.
Nice. He was the other person I considered for Todd's hate pick.
I had a feeling.
Greg Phillips.
He's a fine writer if the book ends in O.
Magneto.
Sinestro.
Greg's on the clock.
Aquaman.
Venomo.
David Copperfield.
Shadow.
I'm a friend of Ben Morse's.
Todd Phillips on the clock.
Go.
I know. I'm looking. I'm looking. Okay, give me the Booster Gold.
The Booster Gold.
Booster Gold. Opening yourself up to some hate drafting, I feel.
That's fine.
Russell Sellers.
Bring it.
On the clock.
Greg, I'm not going to do you like that. Because I want Sinestro.
Don't do like that.
I was hoping Todd was going to start singing. My pick is Sinestro.
Sinestro. Back over to Mr. Mitch Oaken.
Greg, I am going to do you like that because the guy was actually on my list anyway. I would like Blue Beetle, please.
That's fine.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
Oh, Ted Kord. Thank you.
Good choice.
The correct choice.
Oh, yes. JB would have been the incorrect choice?
Yep.
Whoa.
Jaime. Hey, yeah.
Jaime Reyes.
Jaime Reyes.
All right, Mitch, you're back on the clock.
I seem to be collecting not Iron Man guys. Do I have enough smart people? Apparently not. Can I have Hank McCoy, the Beast, please?
Yes, you can have Hank
McCoy. Indubitably.
The Beast.
Which one?
Hank McCoy.
The adult who's more of a purple furry than cat-like that got changed at some point. If I can be specific.
Oh, Russell Sellers, you're on the clock.
I'm back.
It me. I'm bouncing back and forth between artists here, but give me Jay Lee.
Jay Lee, very interesting. Greg, back to you, sir.
It is very interesting. Let's see here. Jay Lee's off the board. Who else is on the board? Absolutely no one. Let's move over to the characters. And let's go with... I like Black Adam. Let's go with Black Adam.
Good pick.
Nice. We're definitely seeing some villainous picks coming off the board here. Tim Cable, back to you.
They called him Goliath.
Would like... Did I get to keep Magneto? Okay, yes, I did.
You did.
Alright. I better just go ahead and do this. This is going to be Speedy / Arsenal / Roy Harper.
Roy Harper.
Hats off for that pick, Tim.
Red Arrow.
Backwards baseball caps off for that pick.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with a backwards baseball cap.
My ward.
All right, give me Kieran Gillen.
Good fucking pick.
She is stacking up underrated Thor writers, in my opinion, between Kieran Gillen.
I
didn't expect you to take them the fuck away from me. So
underrated,
you know,
X-Men writers too.
Hey, it very well could happen. Don't
Darth Vader writers. He's a great writer.
Mm-hmm. Todd Weber, you're on the clock.
I'm on the clock. I need characters.
Do you now?
I'm going to take Corey Anders, Starfire.
Starfire is off the board.
Fiender.
Back around to you, sir. You're on the clock once more.
Well, let's see. Character. I need more characters. So let's pick a Marvel character who is a woman. I am going to pick... was going to be Rogue, but Rogue... It's West Coast Audio. I pick Kitty Pryde.
Kitty Pryde. Very nice.
Catania.
Somewhere, Mitch Oaken cries over not being able to pair Brian Michael Bendis with his beloved Kitty Pryde.
Or Magic with Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, that was kind of the bigger one.
Gotcha. Jennifer Smith.
Sorry, Mitch.
That's okay.
I'm going to take Bane.
Bane.
Cool. Go, Russell. We've never heard this before.
Oh, yes! I was wondering when I would be picked. It's about fucking time!
Tim Cable!
No one cared about me before I put on the mask. Jennifer Smith, I'm coming home with you.
Man, your tongue.
I think I just woke up the rest of the people in my house.
Oh, God. All right, I don't even really want this character, but I can't believe he's still in play, and that's the Silver Surfer.
Damn. Mm.
Man.
Yeah, he was on my list here.
Greg.
Well, you can go fick yourself.
Fuck you.
Sorry. Darling.
Give me, what's her name? Amiko Queen.
Fuck.
What?
Queen.
Hate drafting all over the place.
Red Arrow, I think they call her now, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Russell Sellers on the clock.
I want Impulse, Bart Allen.
Dang.
No,
that's good pick. That's good value.
Back over to Mr. Mitch Oaken.
I'm going to replace Kitty Pryde with Danny Moonstar.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch, are you a big New Mutants fan?
I am.
One of my favorite runs was the Sienkiewicz Claremont. It's so good.
It really, really... I actually went to School of Visual Arts myself. I was...
Oh my!
Comic book artist until I met the rest of the people that I would work with.
Wow!
And it's quickly changed. And Sienkiewicz was one of the two big guys in my influence list. So, yeah,
my friend is a guy, an artist named Tom Coker. Sorry to name drop. I'm sorry to pull a Bennett.
That's really gross, Todd.
My friend
frown on that, Todd.
Idolizes Bill Sienkiewicz.
How does Ed feel about that?
To Mr. Mitch Oken, you're on the clock once more, sir.
Todd Weber, Conversation Comics. Y'all got to hook up. Sorry.
It's all good. Since we're talking New Mutants and we're pairing all these people up like that, I would like Karma, please.
I'm kind of falling for you, Mitch.
Yeah, I'm adorable. I understand.
And while we're telling tales out of school on this podcast, let the record show that there were a couple of members of this panel who said, I don't know how I feel about some, quote, rando participating, and I would suggest the rando.
And the hate for Mickey Gins, thank you.
I don't believe I was among that
comment. Nor was I.
You guys don't know how seriously I take research and statistics together.
Certain individuals. Anyway, Mr. Russell Sellers, you're on the clock.
Wasn't me.
Well, since we're going to be that way.
So Russell just did a line, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah. I was going to say, Ryan Harper's already been taken. You can't do that.
No one cared about me until I started doing cocaine.
What's the guy from New Guardians?
Snowflame!
Shut up,
Snowflame. Nope. Talk about Snowflame.
Since you drafted Deadpool, I will take Cable!
Ooh. Right. Oh. Pouches.
Pouches is no more, Todd, sadly. It's been undone by Russell. Of course, I'm looking at my list here, and I'm going to have no choice here but to take... you know what? Why not? Let me take Cyborg. He's still on the board. I'll take Cyborg.
Indeed.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Jim Cable is now on the clock.
Nope. You know what? I'm going to stealth draft him. I'm not going to waste the pick. I would like... Who would I like? I would like Captain Britain.
There you go.
Mm. Wow. All right.
Brian Braddock.
Right.
Earth-616, because that's where all that bullshit came from, so it's only apropos.
It was another 616 Captain Britain, the female.
Oh, was it Lionheart? No. I do not want the Chuck Austin Captain Britain, even
you
though
sure
I
you have Chuck Austin.
No, I will make him write the original Captain Britain.
Jennifer Smith is on the clock.
I will take Jason Latour, please.
Man.
Wow. Yeah, we're all fucking around and she keeps taking actual, like, real people.
Todd Weber's on the clock.
I am on the Clark.
Clark?
You're on the Clark. I wish I could be on the Clark.
Well, Beverly D'Angelo has joined the podcast.
Yes. Holiday Row. I earned that one. That was great.
You know, Russ.
This just got real weird.
He's got a porker, Dad.
Right here, Dad.
God damn. I need more beer.
So, we picked pretty much everybody who's on the Avengers, yes? Pretty much? Mm. Everyone?
Yeah.
Just except in their history?
You know, Monica Rambeau's still on the board, Todd.
Yeah.
Second one.
Yeah, also.
I pick the original Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider. Yeah. That was weird. Weird pick.
Because you didn't want him?
I just had to pick somebody, and there he was.
And it's back around to you, Todd.
Me. Moi. So.
Did you call moi a dipshit?
And moi a dipshit?
Tim, put your leg down.
We pretty much picked everyone that I wanted. I think I have all the writers I want, all the artists I want. So I'm stalling and stalling and stalling until I get just the right choice, and then I have to pick somebody in panic. So,
I
have picked lots of characters, so I'm going to pick Ben Grimm, the Thing.
There you go.
Well, there goes your hopes for a Fantastic Four.
All right, Jennifer Smith.
I'm going to pick Cloak and Dagger.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, you can't do that.
I can't?
No, they're separate characters.
They're separate characters.
Two different businesses.
Well, I will pick Cloak then.
You picked a more interesting one.
All right, here we go. Hate drafting is on the board. Greg Phillips?
Does anyone dare draft?
Tim Capel.
Does anyone dare draft Daggers?
Yeah, Capel's up.
It goes with someone I need. No, I am not going to pick Dagger.
My love.
Am I going to pick
Tandy? Her name is Tandy, like a Radio Shack computer.
Or like a Newton.
Am I going to pick Dazzler? No, I'm not going to pick Dazzler. But I am going to pick Colossus.
There you go.
Ooh, the Colossus of Bago Road, Nathan Jones.
Mm.
Greg Phillips is on the Deadpool Colossus or the Colossus that's written with a third dimension?
I'm kind of torn. You know what? Put me down for either.
Okay. I'm taking Garth Ennis.
Wow. All right. Russell Sellers on the clock.
I want current Amazing Spider-Man artist Ryan Ottley.
Nice. Over to Mitch Okun on the clock.
Kelly Thompson.
Good there fucking pick.
Go.
And follow it up with another pick, sir.
In the same vein, on the other side, Babs Tarr.
Also great pick.
All right. Back to Russell Sellers, who is on the clock.
I want Nova, the Richard Rider.
All right.
Moving you over want the Nova Corps?
Yes.
Well.
Moving over to Greg Phillips.
Oh, short.
No creators. A Nova doesn't need creators. It's just a book.
Chevy Nova?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Nightcrawler.
The Incredible Nightcrawler.
All right, Tim Capel.
Republic.
Robert Kirkman still on the board?
He is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore.
He's busy counting money.
You can fucking have him.
And writing shittily. Jennifer Smith.
He makes money.
On the clock, I mean.
How about Dagger?
There you go.
What? No way.
Tandy,
that's how you do that.
Andy.
Now I just hope he doesn't get switched.
Shut up.
Todd Weber.
I would feel so terrible if this happened.
I'm feeling real uncomfortable right now, guys.
I missed that. Courtney Scart, Stargirl.
Yeah, good pick. Dang. Shit, yes.
Right.
Back to you, Todd.
Good stuff, Todd.
Okay, we survived.
We did.
What did we survive?
It wasn't
nothing,
a bizarre.
Just nothing pick. Happened. Just pick. Go.
Before he changes his mind.
Still working
I promise you these are randomly assigned. I have the rounds listed out in front of me.
The rounds may be randomly assigned, but you, sir, mm-hmm. have many tricks up your sleeve.
Mm-hmm. I actually have the person-to-person swaps already written out as well.
The person-to-person swaps, but you, sir,
right.
have some discretion.
It is Todd Weber's pick.
Who?
Todd Weber is on the clock and has been for 14 seconds now.
I pick Electra Nachios. Electra.
Oh. Nice. Alright. Now
she is Nachios' pick.
Said Jennifer Smith.
She's mine.
I pick is Clay Mann still on the board?
Yes, he is.
Alright.
Clayface?
I will take him.
Mm-hmm. Tim Capel.
He draws really hot guys. I guess I will take Adam Warlock.
Nice. Very good.
Greg Phillips.
All right. I took that feller named Cyborg over there earlier.
Yeah.
Let me go with somebody that I can pair with. Actually, let me go with the unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
There you go.
Nice.
Great pick.
Somebody had to do it.
Created by the dead Steve Ditko.
God.
Russell Sellers is on the clock.
Let's see. I want the Falcon.
Oh.
Sam Wilson.
The Joker is on the clock.
Talk about rise and fall of characters. I just noticed that nobody has taken Harley Quinn.
Yeah, she was right there.
Mitch, that is such a great pick that it makes me even more upset.
Oh, you son of a...
Here we go.
Because it's a bizarro round.
Which kind?
And these things just keep breaking in the favor of Tim Capel.
Ah! Oh, what are you doing?
Congratulations, you're now the proud recipient of Harley Quinn.
No.
Adam Warlock hops over to Mr. Mitch.
Oh, man.
You mean another cosmic character? Yeah.
And the world outside your window, Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
Really
Clay
can't.
Man goes the way of Greg Phillips.
All right.
Leaving Jennifer with the unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
All right.
I was going to say, I think she'd be okay with that.
And right, Elektra goes to Mr. Russell Sellers, leaving Todd Weber with Sam Wilson. The Falcon.
That's fine.
You're welcome, Tim.
What a wonderful character.
I guess so. Thanks.
All right. Leading back off with Mr. Mitch Oaken.
I am so afraid right now.
There is one more mixed picks. Mixed picks round, right?
There is one more Bizarro round, yes.
There's one more Bizarro, one more Nick Force, and two Speeds.
That's yep. Mitch is on top of it. He's got it.
That's a statistician for you, folks.
There you go.
Nick that guy, Force. He knows
Nick
his data.
Nick Force is a great name.
You know, I just got to... I'm stinging so hard. Give me Crazy Jane, please.
Crazy Jane.
Doom Patrol.
Ah,
Sellers.
Yeah. Oh.
Ah.
Oh, I this love is... that book.
I think I detected sarcasm.
Grant Morrison, Richard Case. I had a character who was a street.
God damn it.
Danny the Street. He's actually right. The Heights now.
I am going to pick current Venom writer, Donnie Cates.
Ben Moore's favorite.
Mr. Greg Phillips is on the clock.
Difficult here. Let's go with The Question.
Fuck.
Which one?
Specify.
Created by
the dead Steve Ditko. I'm gonna go with actually Renee Montoya. Mm-hmm. Question.
Really?
Yep.
Fair enough.
All right, Mr. Tim Capel.
I would like... I could probably sit on this one, but I'm not going to roll the dice here. The Man-Thing.
The giant-sized Man-Thing?
I was going to say, is it going to be...
Absolutely.
Eventually, yes. Jennifer Smith, now that the Man-Thing is being deprived you, what could you possibly turn to?
I'm going to turn to Larfleeze.
Yes!
Oh.
I mean,
that has been a hate drafting staple of the Fantasy Comics draft ever since it was created.
My favorite character.
I have always denied him to Greg Phillips, and I am proud to see you continuing that tradition. Todd Weber, you're on the clock.
I pick J.M. DeMatteis, or if you're Ben Morris, J.M. DeMatteis.
And it's back to you, sir. You are on the clock.
I pick Keith Giffen.
Oh, there's the combo.
Man.
Picks are done. Jennifer Smith is on the clock.
I would like Alfred.
You!
All right.
Hate drafting!
Ow. I thought I was random.
What round is this?
35.
This is round 35.
Okay. Give me Iceman.
Pretty much building a little X-Men contingent over there.
Y'all are letting me.
Yeah, pretty much.
On the clock.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Do you?
Couldn't be.
Let me go with...
You kidding me?
I will take David Marquez.
Nice. Alright, Dr. Sellers, on the clock.
I'm back around. Okay, I better... Since someone took my fucking butler... give me Jarvis.
There it was.
Wow.
Man, a draft pick. Interesting. Alright.
God damn
Mitch
it.
Mitch Oaken is on the clock.
God, I can't think of anything.
Why can't you just call him Mitch? Why do you have to call him Mitch Oaken every time?
That is
because
a good question.
I mispronounced his name when I called him earlier, and so I'm trying to beat it into my head.
Okay, well, it's good. Like,
it's good. It's not even top 20.
When you host the Talk and Pop Place to Be Nation Fantasy Comics Draft, you can call him whatever the fuck
it'll
you
be
want.
A fantasy porn draft. Thank you
I'm
very
sure
much.
I'm sure it will.
Ooh. I draft Lexington Steel.
The point being, Mitch Oaken is on the clock.
I draft Peter North.
Does anybody still want Stormy Daniels? No.
Guys, you're really throwing me for a loop here. I would like Wildcat the First, please.
There you go.
Ted Knight.
Ted.
Yeah, I forget which one of you guys was the big JSA guy, but I apologize for that person.
Not Ted Knight. That's Jack Knight.
Ted Knight would be Starman, yes.
Yep.
Ted, the other one.
Nugent?
I'm just going to type Wildcat for now.
Core
and get it back to you. You're on the clock, sir.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just do it this way. Since it's easier and I'm feeling pretty good, I would like Wildcat the Second. That would be Tommy.
Oh. I'm going to type Wildcat 2.
Yes.
All right. Russell Sellers, back on the clock.
Hey, since we're in a JSA kind of mood, give me Jay Garrick.
Jay Garrick. Greg Phillips.
Let me ask you this, Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is Johnny Storm the Human Torch still on the board?
He is indeed.
I'll take him.
It's so hard to read the spreadsheet.
It is.
When you're sober.
It is. When your ears are bleeding, it's hard.
Tim is on the board. Or on the clock, excuse me.
I would like Aunt May.
Aunt Man?
Aunt May...
I don't even know what to do with that, so we're just going to move on to Jennifer Smith.
I know where Tim's going.
I close my eyes.
Well, I'm going to take Ant-Man then.
Which?
Oh, come on, Jenny.
The funny one.
The non-boring one?
The not-shitty one.
The not-terrible one?
The one that doesn't age, according to the Hollywood.
Scott Lang. Scotty yes. Lang.
Lang is off the board. Todd Weber is on the clock.
I want you all to predict my next pick.
Antifreeze.
I think you're going to pick Groot.
No. Look at my last two picks.
Wahahaha.
I've waited 6 years to make this team.
Kevin Maguire.
I am picking Kevin Maguire.
There you go.
Until Nick says, ha-ha, it's a Bizarro round. Oh, fuck you all.
You get Aunt May,
Todd. I wish I could do that, but it was not randomly assigned.
Man, you're going to sigh of relief.
All right, let's take another moment to compose ourselves. Not as heavy on the gimmick rounds. This segment, Todd, you just said you were able to complete a 6-year goal of yours. How are you feeling at this point in the draft?
Not very sober.
Riveting. Jennifer, how are you feeling about your draft at this point?
Well, I've calmed down a little bit, and I feel like I made some pretty good picks on this round, so I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, once there wasn't, you know, a span of three bizarro picks in five rounds, you kind of chilled out a little bit.
I'm looking forward to see how you fuck me in the end there, Nick.
Sideways.
I will prefer for my wife not to hear that comment.
You moved to Australia. Never mind.
Mr. Tim Capel, sir. Aunt May? Question mark?
What just happened?
Well, you'll just wait and see.
No one
I...
Now, if you draft the Sandman next, then it's all worth it.
The Sand... Well... I know where you're going with
this. I got that.
But I did too. I'm going to leave that one alone. And
things are getting a little... it's a little American Dream in here. A little dusty.
I'll just say I think I've accomplished what I've set out to do so far, and it's anyone's draft at this point.
You are absolutely the bull of the wood.
Greg, how about you? How are you feeling right now?
Well, I have to be honest, Nick. Well, I don't have to be, but I will be. your taking away of Unbeatable Squirrel Girl to me absolutely ruined an entire draft strategy I had, so I literally threw out like six other picks I was going to make. Amazing. So, spoiler alert, I was going to make it all animal person team. I don't want to do that now. So, I'm not feeling as good as I am.
Hey, thanks for that idea.
All animal person team.
You should do it. Draft animal people. So, other than that, I like my creative teams a lot. I love my artists, and my writers are all good, and Tom King, so.
And Tom
just
King.
Kidding. Trying to stay in
Jesus.
Character a little bit. Trying
Russell?
To stay in character.
So much better than Christopher Priest. You don't even know.
Russell, I am eagerly awaiting your Jarvis solo series.
Yeah. Isn't that just weird? You know? Hey, if Aunt May can have her own book, fucking
look,
Jarvis.
About fucking time, Aunt May.
Get his own book, too. And you know what? Since I got saddled with Riri Williams on the rando, I figured, why not draft somebody that could have a real connection to her? Because who says that Jarvis is even a human?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think about what I can do.
And it's not
I could
a lovely
not
singing voice, you son of a bitch.
This is
I don't know what to do with my life anymore. Mitch, what are you going to do with your draft at this point?
Be very angry with you, Mr. Duke.
How many more Wildcats are there?
There are, as far as I'm aware, no more Wildcats, even though I think it's used title of the book Wildcats for the two Wildcats.
Wow, I like
Jim Lee really would tell you there's as many Wildcats as he damn well pleases there is, sir, so there
that's
you are.
That's true. I will say that the theme of my entire universe has completely changed over the course of this draft.
Same.
And I would really argue that I believe that those bizarro switch rounds have pretty much effed me in the A harder than just about anybody else.
Oh, Mitch.
I love it.
Oh, honey.
I love it. And when we come back from the from the break, we will have more effing in the A. We will be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, pro wrestling announcer Kevin Kelly here. I want to make sure you are all subscribed to all the great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. It's really easy to do. Just head to iTunes or your preferred podcatcher app today and search and subscribe to the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, which, of course, includes the full archives of the Kevin Kelly Show, the Place to Be Nation pod feed, and the Pro Wrestling Only feed. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. And be sure to give Justin your true thoughts. I mean, don't hold back. After all, he is kind of a jerk. Just listen to Scott.
Place to Be Nation. Man, the fantasy comics draft this year is just, it is a happening, to say the least. You have to be here in the room, in the L-shaped studios in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, to truly experience this. Maybe in 2 years from now, we'll release a video of all of us sitting around the table with our frivolity and ridiculousness is going on. But
oh wait, let me put on pants then.
Oh God,
I was going to say
no need, sir.
Apologies for sitting here.
Hide my fleshlight.
When last we left you, Todd Weber had just completed his 6-year goal of uniting J.M. DeMatteis, Keith Giffen, and Kevin Maguire, and it is back to Mr. Todd Weber to kick off the 37th round of our draft.
Yes, it's back to me. So I've had a whole like 10 minutes to think about this, and I still don't have another pick, so I should pick a random character who appeared in the Justice League of America years of the Dream Team of Giffen, Maguire, DeMatteis, or DeMatteis. I am going to pick Captain Atom.
Good pick.
Captain Atom goes off the board. Todd,
as opposed to Black Atom,
stable of captains in his universe.
America.
Jennifer Smith.
You're I'm going to go with the Wasp, Hope Van Dyne.
It's not a real character. They made her up for the movies.
Nuh-uh.
True.
Nuh-uh. Really?
Isn't the new one also Hope? Oh, no, she's Nadia.
Nadia, yes. All right. Tim Capel is on the clock.
I am going to select a great Superman writer. Very prolific X-Men writer as well, and that is the one and only Scott Lobdell.
Oh my God.
Steve Lilly, what the fuck? Steve Lilly, you're a coward.
What?
Chicken!
Greg Phillips is on the clock.
Old Man Logan.
Here we go.
That
judges.
Took long enough.
I'm allowing it. Russell's on the clock.
Artist, popular Spider-Man and current Venom artist, Ryan Stegman.
Interesting. Over to Mitch Okun. Jenny.
Who?
His name Good is question. Mitch Okun.
Good question. The Demon, please.
Etrigan?
Yes.
Gone, the form of man, and Rise the Demon Etrigan, and Rise your pick once more.
He was created by dead Jack Kirby.
He was alive, Jack Kirby, when he created him.
Todd filling the role of Ric Flair on this podcast.
I don't know if you heard this, but he's dead.
Can I have Chip Zdarsky?
Yes, good pick.
Very good, yeah.
And back to Russell.
Huh. Uh-huh. I will take Commissioner Gordon.
Hmm. How he gets picked after Alfred.
Who knows?
Alfred is the man. Excuse you.
Greg? Mm. Oh, boy.
Old man Custer had a boy. Name of Jesse Custer.
Oh, no.
He used to make quite a bit of sport of me. He's my pick.
Jesse Custer. Fair enough. Tim, it's your pick.
I will select... Hey, he's still in play. How about Jonah Hex?
Damn it! I thought I could get him in like the last round or something.
I bet you did.
Yeah, because he was my final pick in the last one.
Jenny, you're up.
All right, we'll see if you guys will let this fly. But I'm going to go with the Tick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep.
All right. Todd, you're up.
It's my pick again? Shit. I pick the Joker.
Ooh, that's interesting. I like it.
All right, and you are once again on the clock, Todd.
I think I need another artist. Don't know. Can you count my artists while I'm looking it up?
No.
No.
I believe the answer is he can, but he'll choose not to.
Choose not to. I don't know. I don't think I need any artists. All right. Her name, it starts with a B, and it has a Q in it. Her name is Bilquis Evely.
Damn it.
Bilquis Evely. Bilquis.
Yeah.
I don't know about the spelling of this, so we're just guessing at it.
Bilquis.
Bilquisevely.
Hey, that's how I spelled it. That's how I spelled it. Good job. Good job, me. Jenny, very you're on the clock. You.
Well, I don't know anything about this character, but let's get the Green Hornet.
Wow. All
right.
Because I have an aunt, a wasp, a tick, so...
Yeah, he did start in the comics. He did start in the comics, right? Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know, but I'm not going to fight it.
In any event, I'm going to allow it. I'm making an executive decision. Tim, you're on the clock.
How about Moon Knight?
Oh!
What an odd noise.
The thing about Moon Knight, you have to understand.
The thing you have to understand is that Greg Phillips is on the clock.
He's a moon and a knight.
You know what? It wouldn't be a PTBN comics draft if we didn't draft Peter David.
Oh.
I was waiting when someone was going to draft our titular, the person after team. our comics draft is named Peter David. And you have multiple spider characters that he's never written that you can put him on, and I'm looking forward to that.
All part of the plan.
Russell, you're on the clock, sir.
I am indeed. So, I'm looking over possibilities. I may need another artist. Actually, you know what? I need a little bit of comedy in all this. Let's go with something really just weird. Because you can't have all the stretchy characters over there, Mr. Rando.
No!
I want Plastic Man.
No!
Those
you Plastic Man sellers.
No joke. Moon Knight, Plastic Man were my next two picks.
Mitch? Singularly named Mitch? You're on the clock.
Thank you.
I'm just so hurt. I would like Tom Kalar, the time to place Starman.
Starman. He's in love with Dream Girl.
I'm gonna
Mitch, do you like the Legion?
Starman. I'm not a huge Legion guy, but I saw it as a really deep place to feel and get some characters out of.
He was thrown into Starman at the very end, I believe, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm a JSA guy, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has been a little bit, but our next round is going to be a lightning round. So we're going to have to go. You got 5 seconds for each of these picks, and we're going to start off with Mitch. Once more, go.
Dust.
Russell Sellers, go.
Jack Knight, Starman.
Jack Knight, Starman. Greg.
Lex Luthor.
Tim?
2018 Frank Miller.
Oh! Yes! Yes!
Cheers to you.
Human grenade.
I'm going to go with Huntress.
Huntress.
Great pick.
And which one?
Todd.
Helena.
Jessica Drew's Spider-Woman.
Excellent pick.
Go. All right, Todd. Back to a standard 30-second clock with you in round 41.
Excellent. So, I'm feeling good about this draft. How are you guys feeling? It's pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, really enjoying
it. How about that local sports team?
Where's he going?
Brooklyn Nets? Is that who you have there?
I'm
you're in Jersey.
I'm in Jersey, yeah. I'm in the Giant Stadium.
Excellent. So,
yay.
Yeah. So pretty much all of my picks have been picked. I'm just kind of stalling until Nick gives me a lightning round.
5 second warning.
Go scorched earth, Todd. Do it.
All right. Scorched earth. I'm going to pick Drax.
Drax. Got it.
Drax the drop guy.
Mm-hmm. Jenny, on the clock.
Fuck. I am also going to stall for a little bit because I don't know who to pick. And my phone just froze. Okay. How about Cassandra Cain?
Good.
Oh, good pick. Good value.
Tim.
She can't speak.
I would like the...
And the thing about not speaking is...
I would like the Amalgam, easy for me to say. I'll get it right eventually. Amalgam Comics character Darkclaw.
Just Darkclaw by
that is Heller. A mashup of Batman and Wolverine.
Correct.
Greg.
I'm in recovery after that pick. Damn, that's something special there. I'm going to go with Let's go with the Spectre.
The Spectre.
The suddenly Scottish Spectre.
We are to assume you are referring to Jim Corrigan.
Yes, Jim Corrigan.
Jim Corrigan.
Which Jim Corrigan?
The old one.
Yeah, the old one.
The one that's the Spectre.
Yeah, that one.
Not the one that's just the detective.
You're up.
Which Spectre? Sorry.
You're on the clock.
All right. Well, the question has been taken. So I'm going to go with a character that question actually inspired the creation
of. What was the question?
Well, one of the questions has been taken.
One of the questions has been taken, but to avoid confusion and because I don't know that we ever really. Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
I am going with the original incarnation of Rorschach.
You keep calling him Walter.
In the last Fantasy Comics draft. He was a big part of my universe, so I like that pick.
Walter Kovacs.
Mitch, you're up.
Yeah, that's really good to know. Jamie Madrox, please.
That is a firm protest from Mr. Cable.
What was that?
What a noise that was.
What was that exactly?
I legit almost spit my drink.
Eh?
Wow.
That was an aborted spit take.
Mitch's draft is after Tim's heart, it sounds
like. I would draft a Jamie Madrox duplicate.
Well, and you would have that opportunity in this round, Tim, if it weren't time for a Nick pick.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to lead off with Mitch here. And, Mitch, you mentioned being that you're a data analyst, right? You know, you have a very technical mind. You're something. You're good with machines. You know who else is good with machines?
Half my list.
Donatello of the Teenage Mutant
Ninja Turtles. Licensed characters. No, he created in the comics.
Nope. Created in the comic first.
Oh, shit.
At least he's my favorite turtle.
Same, Mitch.
Too, sir.
Mitch, you can stealth draft the entire Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, unless he assigns the other ones to the rest of us.
Oh, Tim. Mitch, good call, Tim. Russell, for your prickly exterior, you, sir, receive Raphael of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Is it really that prickly?
Greg,
somebody's getting Casey Jones out of this.
Greg, you must
use this in your pick.
Hang on, this could still work out in my favor.
Yeah. For your goody two-shoes exterior,
come on.
Leonardo of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Damn it!
You want Cyclops, Greg?
Tim...
Yes.
You, sir, let's call you what you are. You're the dark passenger of Place to Be Nation Comics.
Yeah.
And so you're the dark side of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles universe. You, sir, receive the Shredder.
Super Shredder.
Interesting.
Jenny, you smoke a lot of pot and you eat a lot of pizza. Congratulations. You receive Michelangelo.
Thank you.
Wait, I'm old, so I get Splinter. Ha ha ha. Fucking hilarious.
Todd, you gave it away. Master Splinter.
Yes.
Because he's an old rat.
You have assigned us half the turtles and a bunch
Todd, you're a can of flaming hot Cheetos and you disappear for an hour on the streets of New Orleans. I've added to his script.
Todd, you're a blast in a glass. So you get...
Todd Weber, you're on the clock.
That was the last forced picks, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
It was, yes.
There's one more switchy and more speed.
Yes, Todd's on the clock.
Oh, Jesus.
Check, check, check. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can hear you. You're up.
Nicola Scott.
Nicola Scott, all right.
Cool. Good pick.
Jenny?
I'm going to go, I don't know if you guys will let me do this, but Parallax.
Yeah, actually.
Wait.
Hey, what?
The yellow insect.
The yellow insect Parallax?
She's an insect collector.
Yes.
Not like Hal Jordan Parallax, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. Right,
yeah. Well, that's fine. Yeah.
The yellow impurity, I think.
Yes.
Yep.
She's going to stick in Chekhov's ear.
Tim?
Do I want the Wonder Woman hippo from no?
Hey,
Dark Side Pillow.
No. I am going to draft. I would like. I'm going to go with Age of Apocalypse Wolverine.
I gotta hand it to you. Oh, wait.
I'm gonna insist.
I understood that reference.
I'm stumped. Should we allow it?
I'm not going to allow it.
Why?
Why?
You really care that much? I mean,
I don't.
Look,
you're
you got
right.
Shredder.
I'll give him AOA Wolverine. Whatever. He's already got the other Wolverine, so I don't know what the difference is gonna be. If it were anybody else, I probably wouldn't. Greg, go ahead.
War Machine.
Oh. All right. Russell, you're on the clock. I am.
All right. Let's start pissing people off.
Start.
Yep. I got to get some in. I'm drafting Lois Lane.
Greg, you whiffed, man.
Good God, man.
Oh, Mitch? I'm not done yet.
Greg has one female character, Miko Queen. Can't wait for that romance.
That's not true. I also have Jesse Custer.
Jane Foster.
Mitch is on the clock.
Well, I think I'm going to take away one, kind of a Wolverine, at least. Give me Honey Badger.
Oh, interesting. Tyron Matthew, the Honey Badger. Nice. Only Greg and I understood that reference.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Now, Russell, I actually, it hurts me to do this to you. Fuck
yes! You.
Fuck you. I don't want to, because I want you to fuck Greg.
This is not going to end well.
No, it isn't.
It's the final of our swap rounds. And you're paired with Greg.
So of course I am.
That's hilarious.
What are the odds?
Goes woo! To Greg.
Thank you, Russell. Machine.
This feels like Neptune.
Fuck you, Greg.
I'm just
I get Parallax.
Goes.
So I get who?
What do I get?
War Machine.
I get War Machine.
Yes.
That actually
the
works out.
Badger goes to Todd.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
It's
Nicola
the second.
Scott.
It's the not Laura Kinney clone. It's the second clone further down, the smaller girl.
It's yes.
It's Laura Kinney's sidekick, basically.
The Age of Apocalypse Wolverine is going.
If this is Multiplicity, it would be the really stupid one.
Okay. And Parallax is going to Tim.
She touched my head.
At least I didn't get Parallax in my world.
I've got Hal Jordan.
Mitch, this is for you.
Apocalypse.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
Oh, I'm up?
You are up again, sir.
And there were three rounds left?
Why would you do this to Jenny?
Yeah, I have no clue. But whatever.
Dead Man?
There we go.
Oh.
Austin Brand.
That one, yes.
All right. We can possess other people.
Russell? You're up.
Let's see if I get to keep a Robin this time. I want Jason Todd, the Red Hood.
To go ahead and tell you, there are no more Bizarro rounds left.
Excellent.
Are there any other rounds?
There is
one lightning round left, yes.
Okay.
This
is obviously not it.
Yes, obviously not it. Greg, you're up.
Let's see, do I need to get another writer? Probably not. Let me go with Mike Diodato.
Good pick. He's a good artist.
All right. Tim?
I will go with God, I wish I could fuck this draft up more.
You did a good job.
You've done fine.
God, I'm looking at your draft, and I want Frank Miller to write a Shredder book so badly.
I can get all on the board here.
I can fuck with it.
I'm going to draft 2018 Howard Chaykin.
All right. Jenny, you're up.
Worst.
Is George Perez still on the board?
Yes, he is.
I will
Josh
take him.
God, he is.
I will take
he
him.
Went, like, first in our first annual.
Wow.
He was, like, my first artist that I drafted. And then Todd made fun of
him. You're up, man.
I am. I am up yet again. It is a thing. So I picked Joss Whedon.
Oh, I get with that.
How the mighty have fallen.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived upon our final lightning round. 5 seconds for each pick, beginning with Todd Weber. Go, sir.
Hawk Girl.
All right, Jenny. Mm-hmm.
Ron Mars.
Okay. All right, Tim.
Snowflame.
Oh, yes. Whoever's next, Greg.
Stephanie Brown, Batgirl.
All right, Russell.
Granny Goodness.
Wow.
Okay.
Mitch?
Jet.
Hello?
Death, as in Sandman's death.
Yeah. The Sandman. All right. All right, and we've arrived upon our final round. Mitch, kick us out in our 46th and final round.
I'm very proud of myself that I can pair these last two characters together as my final picks. I'm going to go with Death and Matter Eater Lad.
Okay.
I like your style, Mitch.
I thought you might go Death and Death, but...
If there was a character named Taxes...
Well...
Erwin R. Scheister, my friend.
Oh... Yeah.
Russell, you're up.
I am. And the decisions. Because this is the final round, yes?
You got to make it count.
I know. And, Tim, I'm sorry to do this to you.
Are you kidding me? How sorry can you be in the final round?
I am drafting Professor Xavier.
Whatever.
He's got Shredder.
Fair enough.
Russell? I mean, excuse me, Greg, you're up.
This is what I call the AJ Lieberman strategy. I am picking with the final pick of my draft in 2018. None other than Fat Man the Human Flying Saucer.
Yes!
All right. Wait,
just to be clear, is that your five, Fat Man?
Yes. I want you to type the whole name in there, Nick.
I did.
There we go. Excellent.
Tim.
Is Bob Haney still alive?
I believe he's passed away.
I honestly don't know the answer.
I'm not sure.
In that case, I will go with a character, Ravage 2099.
Yeah!
All right.
Jenny,
I sat down and created Ravage.
All right. My final pick is like me frantically Googling Age of Apocalypse Wolverine.
I wish I could give you advice, but I want to.
Yeah, me too, because I got nothing.
You want to know who? Would you like to know who I drafted in the last round last 2 years ago?
Sure.
I drafted Kevin Smith in the last round 2 years ago.
Hmm. Can't decide if you're trying to screw me over or help me in this.
Damn it. I can't believe it.
Draft Sugar Man.
Who is that, Greg? Greg, tell
Manny.
Me.
Manny.
All right. Give me fucking Kevin Smith.
I'll tell you after the draft, Todd.
Todd, your pick and the Mr. Irrelevant, Mr. or Mrs. Irrelevant of this draft.
Scarlet Witch.
Wow.
Without the Vision.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Neil Gaiman's still on the board.
And you know what's shocking?
I picked him last two times, dude.
Todd specifically messaged me yesterday and asked, is Neil Gaiman eligible? And I said, yes. He didn't pick him. I thought for sure it was coming at some point.
I picked 15 other freaking writers. So
also not picked. Kelly Sue DeConnick, Matthew Rosenberg, Ed Piskor, who's doing the...
Marjorie Liu.
Cassidy. Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor.
Oh, Cassidy. Jesus.
Tom Taylor, Doc Shaner.
Amanda Connor.
Mike Allred, Chris Samney, Adam Hughes, Vikian Marion, Victor Bogdanovic, Robson Rocha, Brian Hitch, Becky Cloonan, Ed McGuinness.
David Finch?
David Finch, also not picked.
Dale Eaglesham.
Dale Eaglesham, not picked. Characters that I had listed still left on the board that I was kind of sure somebody was going to get. Superboy Prime. Calibac, Orion, Mr. Sinister, I was going to pick J. Jonah Jameson just to fuck with somebody. Winter Soldier.
No Star-Lord.
No
Rocket Raccoon.
No Rocket. No Groot. Gamora. No Gamora.
Like, almost none of...
no Thanos.
No Thanos.
I picked Drax.
Yeah.
No Gnort.
I needed a bruiser.
No Gnort.
The only member of the Guardians picked was Drax.
Drax, yep.
You really should have picked John Cena after that, so you'd have two guys you couldn't see.
There you go.
Todd, I hate to lead off with you.
Go ahead,
I have greatly offended you with the Master Splinter assignment, but how are you feeling now here at the end of the draft?
Spectacular. Everything's great.
I don't get that impression at all, and
things are fine.
I apologize if I offended you in any
way. No, not at all. Not whatsoever.
Jenny. What about you? How are you feeling here after your first PlayStation Nation Fantasy Comics draft?
You know, I gotta say I'm kind of impressed with it. I did better than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I'm extremely...
And I was genuinely trying to help you. I think a Kevin Smith tick book sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. And I'm really, really proud of my Alfred pick in particular.
I'm interested to see how you use him, because you gotta find a way to work it either... Work him into a featured role on another title or into a solo title, which I don't even know how that would work.
Right.
So I'm interested to see what you come up with in your pitches.
What you're going to do, Alfred is Kevin Smith's mentor, and then when he dies, Kevin Smith starts making terrible movies after the third one.
No, that's not going to happen.
And worthless since 1999.
Nobody said that Alfred has to be current age book either.
Clerks 2. What was that?
No, I said
Clerks 2 is awesome. Funny. Shut the hell up.
Oh, no, sir. Just for men, Dante.
Not gonna happen. Yeah. Tim? I mean,
none of this Clerks 2 hate.
I hate this conversation.
Ask to mouth.
I will just say that my pitches are going to be a complete fucking shit show.
I can't wait. Snowflame pitch. It is as
anticipated.
The single thing I'm most looking forward to about
I'm
this.
Really disappointed that we did not have more rounds so that I could buck this draft harder. That was my intention. I think we needed more gimmick rounds, if anything. We needed more swaps.
No.
I was told by certain individuals that we had too many rounds as it is. So, you know.
Well, okay. Keep the same number of rounds. More gimmicks. No. More Bizarro. More Nick picks. More swaps. Yeah, I mean, this went about as well as could be expected for me personally, I think. So, I'm going to be leaning heavily, I'm just going to say, on the stealth drafts for my characters and my pitches. So, just, keep that in mind when you're making your selections, folks.
What becomes of the Shredder in your universe? I can't wait to hear.
Very curious. You know, I had not anticipated, landing with this character going in. So... Mm-hmm. I mean, I got Shredder. There was the suggestion floated of 2018 Frank Miller getting a hold of Shredder.
At the very least, drawing him.
And at the very least. And, you know, I'll have to review the rest of my picks because, honestly, I can't recall exactly what I ended up with. So we will
personally, assess. I think that's a Scott Lobdell book.
Oh, that's a great idea, too.
Scott Lobdell written, Frank Miller drawn Shredder book.
Yes. Mitch Oaken is coming with the great ideas. Wouldn't you agree, Jenny?
I would agree. Yes, Mitch, you have won me over, friend.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Greg, what about you? How do you feel about your draft, and how do you feel about the new super duo of Leonardo and Fat Man, the human flying saucer?
I really like it. Like, I was planning on getting Fat Man at some point during the draft, and luckily no one picked him before I got to him.
Shockingly, so, I mean, that's stunning to me as well, but it happens.
I mean, you got to figure in the same draft, I got Fat Man, I got Leonardo, I got Ben Reilly.
Yes.
And I got AJ Lieberman.
Yes. What more can you ask for?
What more can you truly ask for? I thought my first five picks were really good. I think everything after has been kind of, you know, shaky. To Todd's point, I apparently have like one female in my universe, which, you know, I don't think that's true.
You got probably the most fortuitous bizarro round swap of anyone in this draft. When Russell tried to hate draft you, and I gave it right back to you.
I assure you, there have been
rumor and innuendo lobbed my direction during the course of this draft that there was nepotism going on. Trust me.
Speaking of female characters, unfortunate, didn't he also get my Harley Quinn?
No,
sure
Tim
did.
I have no idea what to do with her.
And I assure you, if I were going to rig the draft anyway, I would rig it to be to Greg's detriment, not his benefit.
That's
so that
true.
Was
Nick's an ass.
100%.
I can believe
a random occurrence.
Now I will say I want to piggyback on what Tim said. I agree with Tim. I think next time, and if any of us are still alive in 2020 when we do this draft again, I actually would be in favor of more gimmick rounds, more swaps.
I think they're fun
because I think it's going to make us think outside the box more than we did. Like, I was intentionally trying to draft as many different people as I could from what I did last time and the time before, where I kind of drafted same kind of folks, and I think it's kind of fun that I have to figure out what to do with, you know, characters that I know very little about. So
right.
Well, it forces you to not think, which is the real advantage of this concept. Exactly.
Russell, how are you feeling about your draft in particular? I deeply apologize to you for the Lois Lane thing. Like, I genuinely wish you had made that pick one round earlier so we could have fucked Greg, but it's the way the cards fell.
Prickly. Prickly, yes. Demeanor.
At times.
Okay. Fuck that.
If
shit.
You were going to assign yourself a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, which one would you pick?
Would have gone with Donatello, my favorite Ninja Turtle, but okay.
No, but I had to give it to
Suck
him.
Suck ass, no.
It is what it
Ninja
is.
Turtle, are you kidding?
What?
No, my favorite Ninja Turtle, honest to God, is Donatello, always has been.
What?
That's a shoot comment, brother.
But in any case, looking at my picks, for the most part, I think I can work with this. Actually, one of the ideas I had was able to come to fruition, so we'll see how it works out once I start actually putting these things together. Some of this other stuff, though, is totally off the cuff, especially towards the end. I mean, even I'm wondering what the hell I was thinking drafting Professor Xavier. I feel like I just kind of ran out of room and said, fuck
give
it.
Give him his wheels.
What I like about your draft, Russell, is I assigned you Eddie Brock knowing you don't have a great affinity for the character, and you steered into the curve by drafting Donnie Cates. So, like,
I steered into the curve by getting Donnie Cates and Ryan Stegman, who are both on his book.
Right. You kind of looked at that one.
I actually have plans for that because he was on my draft list, and it's thanks to the current run of the book or the current run of the character, because now I feel like there's something interesting there to work with. And spoiler alert, y'all about to find out what Venom and Swamp Thing looks like together.
Oh, nice, nice. Mitch, have survived your first ever Place to Be Nation Fantasy Comics draft. How are you feeling?
Tired.
Tired.
accurate.
I can now reveal a little bit of stuff that I wanted to tell you guys. I will tell you, I was really truly a very big fan of the first two that went out in particular. I was so interested in the process that I took your original spreadsheets of your drafts from 4 years ago and randomly tried to say who I would pick in each round and basically shadow drafted behind you all. So I had an entire universe written out 4 years ago that I still tried to lay to this plan. I will say that the sound of that plan I made 4 years ago, if you can hear this, it would be...
Q Russell flushing the toilet.
That would be it bouncing off the garbage.
Stop taking my gimmick, god fucking damn it! Get my gimmick out of your hand and out of your mouth.
I really enjoyed myself, and I still would, in fact, do it again. My vote would be less gimmicks.
There we go. I love it. I love it. I love the difference in opinion on the gimmicks. This is fun.
Calculus has no gimmicks, Nick.
It does not. Let me just say, for me personally, it's been a blast having you, having somebody from that's not from our typical rotation of voices who has a little bit of a different take on things. It's been fun having you on, and you, sir, did very well, and I can't wait personally to have you back on in a few months whenever we tackle the pitch portion of this, which is, of course...
It has been an absolute honor.
We were worried. We were worried. We thought you might be some weirdo, you know?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, legit.
Well, I mean, not just a weirdo. Like, I'm a weirdo, but, like couldn't talk. Like,
right.
I will say you guys did take a flyer on the fact that you didn't, like, call me up first and see if I actually could have conversations and such. But,
we got very enthusiastic feedback from you, and that was pretty much enough for us. And so we'll have you back on in a few months to talk some pitches, if that's cool with you. Because
absolutely. It's going to take me a few months.
Right. The next portion of this, as we talked about at the beginning, is each of our panels is going to be tasked with building out 12 to 15 pitches using every single entry on their draft roster. That's right. If you were assigned something you don't like, you still got to work it into a book somewhere. That is part of the requirement. So looking forward to that. We'll have an audience vote aspect of it, and I believe we've determined that the winner will get to serve as the 2020 draft master and serve the role that I filled tonight, where they will get to lay down the gimmick rounds, they will get to lay down the law, and be the determiner of controversial picks and eligibility and whatnot. So, huge stakes on the line this year, and I can't wait to see how it all plays out.
Nobody vote for Tim.
I don't want that job.
You're
so
cursed.
You're
cursed to pick.
Tim would just do all gimmick rounds all the time. Like, it would be kind of fun, actually. So,
it kind of sounds like more work, so I really am going to
I feel you, Tim.
Shoot for the basement here.
So with all that being said, before we wrap up for the evening, I'll give everybody an opportunity to kind of plug their stuff, tell people where they can find you. Mitch, I don't know if you want anybody finding you on social media, but if you do, where would people do that?
I really don't have much of a social media thing. I am Mitch O on Twitter, which is amusing solely because I get a lot of accidental tweets for Mitch O'Connell. So if you want to see every couple months somebody yell at Mitch O'Connell and instead get just the off guy from Jersey, please feel free to follow me.
That's awesome. Greg, what do you have going on at Place to Be Nation? I feel like there's a certain... God, is it...
I believe, Nick, that you may be referring to a thing that happens with some frequency.
Frequency, yeah.
It's known as the longest running
weekly episodic comic podcast in all Place to Be Nation.
And people,
of course, can find me on Twitter at gphillips865q. And they can join the Place to Be Nation Comics Facebook page and follow PTBN Comics on Twitter.
And, hey, if there's a little crossover between comics and college football, they can listen to you and I talking some college football with Andrew Reich, which should be out on the Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed right now.
Andrew Reich, the nicest LSU fan there's ever been.
That is
definitely true. A much nicer Saints fan than certain individuals that we won't discuss here on these airwaves.
Name-dropping individuals.
Russell, what about you, man? What you got going on?
Well... I have got a fun little podcast that's coming up. It may
be up by the time some people are hearing this. You don't know. But it's the DC Post-Crisis Management, with episode one being on Crisis on Infinite Earths with the manager himself, Mr. Todd Weber. We've got that coming up, along with six other episodes after that discussing crisis-level events from DC Comics. You can also catch me on random episodes of Hard Traveling Fanboys, and who knows wherever the hell else I may wind up. Just whoever decides they want to have my rambling ass on. You can also get me on Twitter at Russell_Sellers. Follow me at your peril. And then who knows what else I may have coming up. There may be more coming to the Place to Be Nation Comics. The only thing that's for sure about Russell is that nothing's for sure. So
Todd, let me ask
that was
you.
The stinger.
What's more offensive to you, automatically being assigned Crisis on Infinite Earths because of your age, or automatically being assigned Master Splinter because of your age?
Hey, I volunteered for Crisis because when I turned 40, Marv Wolfen and George Perez released Crisis. So
wait, I got the math here. Carry the two.
You want to talk about steering into a skid?
Feel like that's
no. I absolutely volunteered for it because I know it very well. It's one of my favorite things in the world. So I take no offense at it, even though
volunteered for another one too. That is the exact opposite of Crisis.
So then, by default,
what did I volunteer for? I don't remember
the final one. Heroes,
the new one. Yeah. I like taking on new challenges, like learning how to produce shows. And that's what I do here for Place to Be Nation. I am not necessarily a producer where I say, oh, let's book these guests, let's get these people on. But I do engineer these shows and get them out to you. So that's kind of what I do. It takes up a lot of some of my time.
And he's the best in the business at it.
You also, Todd, accompany us to the ring in those little carts.
Yes, in my white tuxedo.
Those carts are fucking awesome.
They are great. WrestleMania 3, shout out. Follow me at Todd Weber Guitar on Twitter. Listen to Marvel Age, which is probably where you're going to hear me the most for a while. But thank you for letting me be part of this draft, my third one. And if I don't win, I'll see you on the fourth one.
Awesome. And of course, we close our social media plugging portion with the Village Bicycles, plural, of Place to Be Nation.
Oh.
That, of course, being Tim Capel and Jennifer Smith. Tim, where can individuals find you on Place to Be Nation? And on social media at large?
Well, on social media at large, you can find me at Psyche68 on Twitter. That is C-Y-K-E-K-E on Twitter. Wow, I botched that. you can hear me.
That wasn't on the format sheet, folks.
Speaking of, great segue, Greg.
Thank you.
On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, I co-host Survey Says, a WCW retrospective with Andy Helene, where at the time of this podcast, Survey Says will have released our episode covering Road Wild 1999. And no, we're not going to be that far along yet. So you're just going to have to rest your laurels on Road Wild 1999 on Survey Says on PlayStation.
That's the Carl Malone one, right?
No, that was Bash at the Beach.
That's Bash at the Beach, yeah.
1998.
Who was the guest star on 99?
There was none.
No, Rodman was on that one.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's the second Rodman, the singles match.
The third Rodman, but
third,
close.
Yep.
Lex Luthor.
What else? On Place to Be Nation Pop, this is the longest plug in history. Talking Pop, myself and the wonderful Jennifer Smith, we released an episode, our sixth episode, in fact, where it was Talking Pop Gets Personal with our good friend Stacy O'Loughlin. Jennifer, why don't I just segue right over to you for that?
That's beautiful the way you guys do that. That is a seasoned podcasting duo right there.
Well, he is...
And a podcasting duo that I might add is a Haffy award-winning podcasting duo.
We are.
Two podcasting duos on Place to Be Nation Pop to be worthy of such a distinction.
Right. So, you know, I'm I'm talking pop with Tim, and then of course my first love is Geek and Sassy on the Pop Feed, and then my new show is Freak Out Drive-In, a horror podcast live. What?
Freak out! Yeah.
So, and then you can find me on Twitter at JennyCruz2814.
Absolutely. Well, guys, ladies, everyone who is listening, it has been an interesting journey. I'm not going to lie. It's been a lot of fun, and I can't wait to reconvene here in a few months for the pitch portion. So, for myself, for Greg Phillips, for the hard-traveling fanboys, and for the entire Place to Be Nation family, we thank you for listening. We hope you've had a good time, and we bid you adieu. Has a store for you.